this hour from townhall.com. Amrit Thomason. President Trump pays a visit to Capitol Hill tonight. He will address the American people. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says it will get going at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It is not a State of the Union address, though, as Greg Clugston explains.
It will look and sound like a State of the Union, but the joint address is for newly sworn-in presidents to present their agenda. The trappings will be familiar, though. Donald Trump will address lawmakers in the House chamber. Republicans will likely interrupt the speech with standing ovations, and Democrats will offer a response. This year from freshman Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan.
The president has followed through on his threat to impose additional tariffs on Canada, China, and Mexico. Those tariffs now in effect. 25% levies on goods from Canada and Mexico, an additional 10% on Chinese imports. China and Canada are promising retaliatory tariffs. President Trump pausing American military aid to Ukraine. It follows the Oval Office dust-up between Mr. Trump and Ukraine Zelensky, the latter's refusal to sign a rare earth minerals deal with the U.S. President Trump says if someone doesn't want to make a deal that could help to end the war, then that individual, he says, will not be listened to. Computer chip giant TSMC will be investing $100 billion expanding semiconductor manufacturing in the United States, primarily the manufacturing to take place in the state of Arizona. The president says the move will be creating tens of thousands of American jobs. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red now. The Dow futures down 45 points. NASDAQ futures off 7 points. More on these stories. Townhall.com.
If your health care is complicated, it doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your health care with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800 the number 4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
5.
Good morning, it's 6:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the 3s. Let's start with weather.
Today is that perfect combination of no rain, sunshine, and mild temperatures. After today, we're either dealing with some wet weather or colder temperatures. 58, that's our high today. Late tonight, a few showers. Tomorrow, that's when we see the bulk of the rain. Showers and some storms. 62 tomorrow. Thursday's dry, but it is cooler, near 50 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're now Aberdeen, 33 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 36. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen is reacting to President Trump's order putting a pause on U.S. military aid to Ukraine. The Democrat lawmaker says Vladimir Putin has a huge arsenal and is bombing innocent families in Ukraine, and Donald Trump is cutting off vital military assistance to Ukraine. Van Hollen says it turns out that Putin's biggest booster is sitting in the Oval Office. What a disgrace, end quote. Kelly Hayes has been appointed as the interim U.S. Attorney for Maryland. Hayes will replace former U.S. Attorney Eric Barron, who resigned in February, but it's not clear President Trump will nominate her to serve in the role on a permanent basis. Hayes has been an assistant U.S. Attorney for Maryland since 2013. In a statement, Hayes says she is beyond honored to lead the office to serve and protect the people of Maryland and of the United States. Middle River mom, accused of murdering her daughter in January, has been found incompetent to stand trial. 34-year-old Keona Dillon is charged with the first-degree murder in the death of 11-year-old London Olson, who was found strangled to death in the family's home on Firethorn Road. The Baltimore County State's Attorney's Office says Dillon was being held without bail pending a competency evaluation. And a Harford County man has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for supplying the drugs linked to the 2023 overdose of a friend. Kusan Hines of Harford Grace pled guilty last week to one count of second-degree depraved heart murder and one count of distribution of controlled dangerous substances. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 124. Your pick 4, 3810. It's 6:05 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, all is well in Mudville this morning as the mighty Felix struck out two Red Sox yesterday in a 1-2-3 13-pitch fifth inning in Sarasota, touching 97 on the radar gun, leaving manager Brandon Hyde feeling pretty good.
That's a highlight of the camp so far in a big-time way. Just the smile on his face and throwing 97. But feeling great, and I know that another box checked for him, and it was great to see him out there.
Charlie Morton started for the Birds yesterday, went two scoreless innings. Tomo Sugano followed with two more, and Adley Rutschman hit one out. The Orioles and Red Sox then ran out of pitchers, and they played to a 6-6 tie in Sarasota. Meanwhile, on the ice in D.C., Dylan Strome bailed out the Capitals.
Strome, 0-for-3 this season, 2-for-11 in his career. Strome. Off the deke, scores!
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. Logan Thompson would then stone Claude Giroux after that, and the Caps escape with a point. It was a shootout win, 5-4 over Ottawa after blowing a 3-0 lead early in the second. Maryland basketball moves up three spots to number 13 in the AP Top 25. They have a huge game tomorrow night in Ann Arbor against Michigan. Coming up at 6:35, the Ravens zeroing in on Ronnie Stanley. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for...
for Maryland. And it is a Tuesday, March 4, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up this hour, Maryland Democrats begin to squirm over the hike in BGE rates, I should say. An Obama bootlicker says Zelensky was set up. Top story here is Democrats filibuster and block a bill to ban biological males from participating in women's sports at the national level. And here at the local level, it looks like the Fairness in Girls Sports Act is on life support. Senate Democrats voted late yesterday afternoon to block a bill that would have prevented biological males from participating in women's sports from reaching the floor. The vote, as you might imagine, failed along party lines. 51 Republicans in favor of ending debate, bringing it to the floor, 43 Democrats and two nominal independents who caucus with them voting against. Two Republicans and two Democrats did not vote. The bill fell short of the threshold of 60 needed to end debate by nine votes. Here's Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
This will be a time of choosing for Democrats. They can stand with women, or they can stand with a radical transgender ideology that would see women and their opportunity sacrificed to make way for biological males.
Well, it seems like they've chosen.
Yep.
They've chosen to stand with a radical trans movement, and Thune says women deserve better.
Girls should not be having to compete in races that are stacked against them. Women deserve their own athletic opportunities, opportunities that are not taken away from them by biological males who have their own spaces in which to compete.
Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders also weighed in on this vote.
To me, it's a sad day in America that we even have to have this fight and have this debate. Girls should not feel unsafe in the locker room. They shouldn't feel threatened.
And she really sums it up that the Democrat Party, you're just flat out nuts.
As a mom of a daughter who's in seventh grade and an athlete, I am so grateful that we have people that are willing to fight against the craziness that is coming from the left.
The American public, Bruce, broadly supports this ban of biological males competing as women. This was in New York Times, the very left liberal New York Times poll. 79% of respondents said biological males who identify as women should not be allowed to participate in girls and women's sports. That includes 67% of Democrats. So the Democrats have cast their lot with the radical, unhinged, fringe element of their progressive Marxist movement. Again, they've learned nothing from the last election.
The phrase has been pretty current, or pretty used currently, and that is they've chosen the 20% on these issues that are 80% in favor and 20% opposed. They've chosen the 20% consistently since the election. I don't see how this helps them as a party. Matter of fact, it could be the death knell at some point of the party. Parties don't last forever.
Yeah, like the Whig Party. Let me give you some numbers. This is the first time I've seen these numbers. Trans athletes, these are biological men competing as women, have stolen women's sports awards from nearly 800 female athletes. Over 1,100 medals have been stolen by biological males, taken from the women, in 545 competitions in 43 different sports at the high school and NCAA level. I haven't even covered the Olympics yet. That is just outrageous. So, again, nearly 80% of Americans agree men do not belong in women's sports, men do not belong in women's locker rooms, and men do not belong in women's showers. But Democrats think they do. Chew on that for a while. Think about that, and remember that come 26 and 28.
Yeah, it's just absolutely appalling to see what's happening. 6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are traffic and weather on the threes. Sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, a new traffic guy here, Sion Casey.
Yeah, Chuck felt a little bit under the weather, had to go home
all of a sudden,
just before the start of the show, so we hope that he feels better soon. But at this moment, everything looking pretty good all the way around the Beltway, JFX, the Bay Bridge is looking okay. There's just one accident to report. That's on the interloop of I-695 prior to exit 38A at Maryland 150 Eastern Avenue. That is in the inner loop, in the process now of clearing that out. So if you spot something, give us a call here on the show at 410 410- 1-800-522-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and be our eyes and ears out there on the roadways this morning. And we appreciate that. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Let's look at traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, a high today is expected to be about 58 degrees. A couple of showers possible tonight. And overnight low should be, well, somewhere less than that. That's right. I have a copy book right before me and the temperature. Right now, it's 36 degrees in Baltimore. Ellicott City has 33 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, time for some one-liner news for you. With the new tariffs kicking in today, experts expect the average price of a new car to jump $12,000. And that'll be temporary, of course. But if you want to show off your wealth, your vast sums of wealth, go out and buy a new car. And on your way home, stop by and get a dozen eggs.
Well, you can do one or the other, Sean. Come on. Don't be unreasonable.
Talk about status symbols now. You got to keep up with the Joneses. Kanye West was seen on the streets of L.A. wearing his now infamous Nazi T-shirt. I think the man has just gone completely mad.
Yes, indeed.
Could have been a lot worse. Kanye could have been wearing what his wife wore to the Grammys.
I suppose.
Robert Kennedy Jr. wants to ban soda from government food assistance programs. But apparently he's getting pushback from some guy in the White House who has a Diet Coke button.
Yeah. Yes. Big red button used to be for, like, nuclear war. Right. Now it's for Diet Coke.
Dan Patrick, Lieutenant Governor of Texas, wants to rename the cut of beef known as the New York Strip to the Texas Strip. He says, I've never seen cattle in New York.
Yeah. Maybe the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's because that's a butcher in New York is the one that first came up with. Who knows? But he wants to name it the Texas Strip. Tonight, President Trump will address a joint session of Congress. When Hunter Biden heard that there was going to be a joint session, he said, can I come?
Yeah.
He just focused in on the word joint. Jimmy Johnson retiring from broadcasting and will not be part of Fox's NFL Sunday this coming season.
Yeah. Bit of a surprise.
I don't know. I wonder how much of it has to do with the Cowboys suck.
I suppose they may have something to do with it, yes.
New York Giants are thinking about signing free agent quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Well, there you go. They've been officially eliminated from the playoffs.
Yes.
It's Mardi Gras, also known as Fat Tuesday. It used to be called Fat Tuesday. That's before Ozempic.
Yeah.
So now it's mildly overweight Tuesday.
Yes. And still working on it.
In New Orleans today. Sadly, Dolly Parton's husband of nearly 60 years, Carl Dean, passed away yesterday. He was at the age of 82. Last year, Dolly was asked the secret to her long marriage, and she joked at first, then gave a serious answer.
Stay gone as much as you can. I've been home about 45 of those. So it worked hard. So actually, you need to have respect and love for each other. You need to be good friends, too.
And everybody's talking about this 911 call. The cops in Oklahoma released the audio after a little kid called 911 and asked for emergency donuts. Turned out he was playing with an old phone that could still make emergency calls. And yes, they did end up bringing him the donuts.
Donuts. Donuts. I want donuts.
Yes, of course.
Can you tell me what kind of donuts you have? Do you have blueberry donuts? An emergency.
That's great. So they brought up, again, the 911 dispatcher was she was playing along with him. The police went out, got blueberry donuts, brought him his emergency donuts. Now, I'm wondering, is anybody, the parents or anybody else, say, you really shouldn't be dialing 911
for donuts.
Okay? He doesn't probably know any better, but this is a teachable moment, I would think, at this point.
Yeah, what you would think. But maybe the person says, yeah, do that again because they're free.
Yeah. What happens if he wants an emergency Texas strip or something?
Yes. Well, really. Circling back to the previous joke, folks.
Exactly, if you missed that. All right, stay tuned. We got a four-pack of tickets to the Maryland Home Garden and Craft Show coming up at some point in this hour. Keep listening for your chance to win. Not now, but coming up within minutes. We'll tell you when to call in. But we are talking about this. Once again, the Democrat Party did not learn anything. They've, in fact, doubled down. You've got Hakeem Jeffries, who probably is more radical than Nancy Pelosi. You got people like Jasmine Crockett, Ilhan Omar, AOC, who now is asking Pam Bondi, am I under investigation? After Tom Homan referred her. So these are the people that have hijacked the Democrat Party. Yeah, Chris Van Hollen out there, you know, of course, he was part of the meeting that advised Zelensky, don't take the deal. So they want to perpetuate more war in Europe. The Democrats now have become really, they've just, they've lost, there is no moral compass anymore for the Democrat Party. Anything and everything goes.
But they still think to a large degree their real problem is messaging. And not the content of the message, that, you know, the technical aspect of messaging. We're messaging our message wrong. We have to somehow change the verbs we're using or the adjective we're using, and then it'll be okay. They don't get it.
Yeah, and both Senator Angela Alsobrooks and Senator Chris Van Hollen voted to against the ban on the bill. They did not vote to end debate on or to break the filibuster. So there they are. There's a woman who was a Prince George's County executive who basically now has gone to Washington and starting to drink the Kool-Aid of the National Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. And there's a woman that thinks it's okay for biological men to go in women's showers, locker rooms, and play in women's sports. Jeez. Yeah. Who would have thought? All right, coming up next, the Maryland bill, the Fairness in Girls Sports Act, stirring controversy. Senate hearing is looming, but it is on life support. Maybe you can help save, at least in Maryland, protect young women in showers, locker rooms, and in their sports activities. 621, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up between now and 7 o'clock this morning, well, the Democrats are squirming because of the BGE rate hikes that are proposed. We'll talk about that. And the postmortems are coming out on what happened this past Friday in the Oval Office. Mixed reviews for all concerned. If you have a brain, you can take a look at it and say that Zelensky overplayed his hand. Matter of fact, he may have been playing the wrong card game entirely. We'll talk about that coming up right now at 6:23. Traffic and weather on the threes. Sitting in for Chuck Whitaker is Sean Casey.
Hi, thank you, Bruce. Right now, everything's pretty clear coming in and down from Pennsylvania on 83 all the way into the JFX. That's okay. 695, both the west and east side, smooth sailing right now. The Bay Bridge looks good. 97 is clear and going along pretty well. Just a couple of incidents. We got a traffic alert at Blair Road north and south between Sunshine Avenue and Mount Vista Road. There's an incident there. Looks like that's slowing things down a bit. And also still in Baltimore County on the interloop, 695. Just
prior to exit 38A at Eastern Avenue. There is a problem in the inner loop there. It looks like there was an accident, a little fender bender there. But other than that, things are smooth sailing for Chuck Whitaker. I'm Sean Casey, traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's high about 58 degrees. A couple of overnight showers possible tonight. Tomorrow, back up to around 62. Thursday is going to be dry, however. The showers may extend from tonight into first thing tomorrow morning. Right now, Essex has 32 degrees. Hunt Valley has 34 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, folks weighing in on the you know, the Democrats at the national level filibustering the bill, thus not moving it forward. It had passed over in the House and had it passed in the Senate last night, and we would have protected, of course, on a Title IX basis, all the women, all the girls in high school sports and collegiate sports, etc. Paz writes, the Democrats voted against prohibiting biological males from participating in female sports. When will we see the I stand with females memes on social media?
Yeah.
You know, like the I stand with the Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if those all pop up. But here locally in Maryland, a Republican-backed bill, the Fairness in Girls Sports Act, facing challenges in the Maryland Senate as it heads for committee hearing this week. Senate Bill 588 aims to require athletes in interscholastic and intramural JV and varsity sports to compete based on their biological sex rather than their gender identity. That is struggling. Senator Justin Reedy, Republican from Carroll and Frederick counties and co-sponsor of the legislation in the last session, expressed his support for the bill yesterday.
Because I think we need to protect our girls in sports. Let's not play politics with our sport, with our young ladies and our young men and their athletic endeavors. Let's just be sure we have boys competing with boys and girls competing with girls.
Yeah, and Reedy goes on to emphasize here how unfair all of it is of allowing athletes to compete based on gender identity.
I'm not going to say that every single person that does this is a bad person, but it is clearly not fair. It is clearly a disadvantage athletically. And it's also, frankly, it's just not right.
Well, it's not just not fair. It's also dangerous. We have seen multiple occasions. I remember the volleyball, the high school volleyball player. I think there was a field hockey player.
Oh, yes, yes. Partial paralysis potentially for life because of a spiked ball directly into her face.
Right. Biological males are bigger. They're stronger. And in most cases, faster than their female counterparts. And that is the design by God. That is how we're designed. Obviously, women are designed to carry babies, you know, in the future if that's what they choose to do. And so the physique, the biological makeup is different for both men and women, and that in many sports that gives men an unfair advantage in competition and for safety as well. Delegate Kathy Shalega, Republican from Baltimore County and the bill's sponsor, she said she's determined to push this bill all the way to the end.
I'm not going to say that every single person that does this is a bad person, but it is clearly not fair. It is clearly a disadvantage athletically. And it's also, frankly, it's just not right.
Well, that's Justin Reedy again, and he's right. It's not fair. And we're not saying that the people that feel this way are bad people. They just need, they need to have some kind of counseling. They need professional help. If they actually, you wake up one day and you feel like you are a, you're a male trapped in a female's body or vice versa. And you ever notice it's a lot of it when, for athletics anyway, it is usually biological men wanting to compete as women.
Well, I don't know that I've heard of a single case the other way.
Except for, we've had cases of Navy SEALs and stuff.
That are men. A little different shade, yeah.
Yeah, but we've had those cases. But it doesn't really happen all that much at the athletic level. So, I don't know. Anyway, Shalega says that there's a lot of momentum for this issue. Yes, the battle is far from over, and that we have 23 states have already passed this bill. 23. Almost half the country passed this bill. A few others have dealt with it through regulation and through their boards. Opponents. Let's get to the opponents of the bill. This is the executive director of Trans Maryland, Lee Blinder, arguing that she believes, or he believes, the legislation is discriminatory.
I think, you know, when we're talking about this issue, we really want to see equity in sports, and that means participation along the identified genders, just like we have with race. We don't have black and white folks. We have a spectrum of race, so gender is also a spectrum.
Yeah. Well, it's look, I think it's discriminatory. You know, women had to fight for how many decades for Title IX?
Yeah.
for a long time to be treated equitably in collegiate sports and in high school sports, to have a level playing field. And they get that, and they enjoy that for a couple of decades.
Very brief decade.
Yeah, so. And now here comes the trans movement to try to upset the apple cart. It is just not right. Reverse Mortgage Answer Man, he's got all the answers for you. If you are looking to, if you're 62 years of age or older and you own your own home, you might be able to use the equity in your home to help you with cash flow, to help pay if you've had some unexpected medical expenses or retirement, maybe is a little bit of a shortfall. And we all know that everybody took a hit during COVID, and everybody's savings, we're dipping into savings to pay for a lot of things. Whatever the reason, we all go through it, and maybe the reverse mortgage might be a vehicle for you, might be an answer. So the best thing I can tell you to do is call Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. Come out to your home. He'll answer you, your spouse's question, your family members, your children, whoever would like to know more about the reverse mortgage and how it might just be a great financial vehicle for you. It's the only loan you'll take out that you decide when you want to pay it back. Call Mark McVeary today, Reverse Mortgage Answers, 410-788-7070. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Middle River mom accused of murdering her daughter in January has been found incompetent to stand trial. 34-year-old Kayana Dillon is charged with first-degree murder and the death of 11-year-old London Olson, who was found strangled to death in the family's home on Firethorn Road. The Baltimore County State's Attorney's Office says Dillon was being held without bail pending a competency hearing. Dillon has been committed to a state-run psychiatric hospital, and a status conference is now scheduled for August 1st. Hartford County man has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for supplying the drugs linked to the 2023 overdose death of a friend. Kusan Hines of Havre de Grace pled guilty last week to one count of second-degree depraved heart murder and one count of distribution of controlled dangerous substances. Hartford County State's Attorney Allison Healy says Hines' sentence is one of the first in the state that a drug dealer has been sentenced for murder. Bel Air man who shot and killed a transgender woman in 2023 has now been sentenced to 10 years in prison. Brian Dillon, or Dillon, was acquitted of first and second-degree murder and the death of Megan Lewis, but a jury convicted him of secondary assault and a weapons charge. Dillon was delivering food when he shot Lewis after the two argued with after he identified her as Sir. There's no possibility of parole for the first 5 years of the sentence, and Dillon will be on supervised probation 5 years after he's released from prison. And Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General is dropping a lawsuit against groups like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. A lawsuit was filed in 2021, saw millions of dollars in damages for the Jan 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol building. The AG's office now says the city is unlikely to recover much money, and the resources dedicated to the lawsuit can be better used elsewhere. 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCVM traffic and weather on the threes.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messathorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick three, lottery number 124. Pick 4, 3, 8, 1, 0. And now it's 6:33. City and for Chuck Whitaker, it's Sean Casey. Traffic and weather on the threes.
Traffic going well at this hour. 95 south coming down into the Baltimore metro area is all clear, as is most of 695. Just a little bit of a problem. 695, that'll be, again, north and south, right there between, that's on Blair Road, between Sunshine Avenue and Mount Vista Road. We have an incident there. We also have a disabled vehicle in the roadway, I-895 north at exit 11A Boston Street, northbound right there, and that's at 895 north. And, of course, everything else, smooth sailing at this hour. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today is that perfect combination of no rain, sunshine, and mild temperatures. After today, we're either dealing with some wet weather or colder temperatures. 58, that's our high today. Late tonight, a few showers. Tomorrow, that's when we see the bulk of the rain. Showers and some storms. 62 tomorrow. Thursday's dry, but it is cooler, near 50 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. The Orioles saw a couple things in Sarasota yesterday that has to boost their confidence going into 2025. The first bit of good news came with one out in the first.
And as great as he's been through his career, as he tomahawks one to right field, and it is gone for Adley Rutschman.
All courtesy of ESPN, Adley Rutschman looking buff and trying to put out 2024 in the rearview mirror. And then in the fifth inning, the Mountain, Felix Bautista took the hill for Baltimore. And for the first time in a game in over 550 days. And he didn't miss a beat. 13 pitches, 97 on the gun. A 1-2-3 fifth inning with two strikeouts. It was a sight for sore eyes. And Orioles outfielder Tyler O'Neill took notice.
Man, that was awesome. That was really awesome to see. You know, I've dealt with a little injury during my career. Nothing as crazy as that, thankfully. But, you know, the perseverance that it takes to get through a full year of rehab, you know, all kudos to him.
Game ended in a 6-6 tie with neither team wanting to use any more pitchers. One other baseball note, first significant injury of the spring in the American League East. Yankees starter Luis Gil with a lat strain, out a minimum of 6 weeks. Grayson Rodriguez had a similar injury last year and missed the season's final 2 months. NFL news, less than a month out from their Super Bowl win, the Eagles pull a shocker, announcing their intention to release six-time Pro Bowler Darius Slay. Slay's release will be designated as a post-June 1 transaction, saving Philly $4.3 million against the cap. Meanwhile, ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reporting that the Ravens and left tackle Ronnie Stanley may agree to terms on an extension in the next few days, projecting that deal to land somewhere between $21 and $23 million per year. Here's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta on the situation.
He and I have a good friendship. We've known each other for a long time. He's got a great agent in Kim Miale. Never want to say 100%, but I feel good that we'll have a good, healthy debate.
If the Ravens aren't able to get it done, speculation is that the Patriots, $127 million under the cap, the most in the league, will make a play for the left tackle. Caps made things interesting last night, blowing a 3-0 lead to the Senators. Ottawa forcing overtime and then a shootout tied at 4. And then Dylan Strome took the ice.
Strome 0 for 3 this season, 2 for 11 in his career. Strome off the deke, he scores!
Ovi with the call on Monumental. Caps escape with a point, 5-4 over Ottawa. Ovi held without a goal and a sidebar. Tom Wilson gets the Gordie Howe hat trick, a goal, an assist, and a fight, engaging Brady Tkachuk. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the Orioles and the Nats finally agree.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
One of the longest standing off the field litigation, debates, feud, whatever you want to call it, is finally over. The Orioles and the Nats have agreed on a deal that will basically allow the Nats to find their own cable, their own Masson, and decouple the two, and so the Orioles don't have to owe them any money. There's no formula. They get 30%, they get 40%, whatever. This thing has been going on basically since almost the beginning of time.
Yeah. Well, dating all the way back to Angelos owning the team.
Exactly.
And but this year they're going to stay with Masson, and then following this year, as I understand it, then they'll be free to negotiate with whoever.
2026, right. So 25 this season, it'll be status quo, 2026. So it speaks to me about two things. Number one, the difference between having a lawyer as your owner and a businessman as your owner, right? That guy wanted to go to court.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to let that thing go.
He was a litigator from day one. Absolutely.
And also, I think it's a precursor, and I know the Orioles are working on this, a direct-to-consumer app.
That'd be great.
That's the solution.
That is the solution.
At the end of the day. And maybe the Nats do that, too. But so, yeah, thankfully, that thing's over, and we can move on.
All right, good. It's a great story.
Move on.
You guys, Gary, appreciate it.
Move on. We have to go back and litigate it forever and ever.
6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And, well, Democrats say that Zelensky was a setup.
Yeah. A number of Democrats are now weighing in saying, poor Volodymyr Zelensky. Somehow, J.D. Vance was mean to him. Really? Amy Klobuchar starts it off.
We stand with our friends, not our enemies. We go into negotiations. The great country of America goes into negotiations with strength, not surrender. And I was appalled by what happened in the Oval Office.
Really? Were you really appalled by what happened? Did you pay attention to what happened? That it started off with Donald Trump assuming this is going to be a very pleasant meeting. Everything was cordial. And then Zelensky decided to use the public forum in front of the press to renegotiate everything they discussed before. Now, if that were you in that seat, Madam Klobuchar, one would think you might be a bit perturbed, too. Aaron McGuire, Republican consultant, says if anybody set anybody up, it was the Democrats that morning who set up Zelensky.
Some of this behind the scenes making the sausage will come out into the light. But I wouldn't say that this was a setup by Donald Trump. Democrats really set Zelensky up on this. Before he went into that meeting in the Oval, Chris Murphy of Connecticut, the senator, tweeted out that he was encouraging Zelensky to not take a deal unless there were the military requirements that they would like. That was not what was happening with this critical minerals deal, which would not only benefit Ukraine, but give the United States a geopolitical footprint in an area that would stop and curtail Russian aggression.
Now, let's point something out. If there indeed were U.S. contractors, as well as British contractors and French contractors and so forth, on the ground long-term, going after the rare earth minerals under Ukraine's land, there's no way in hell the Russians would have acted in a belligerent fashion against those individuals, because it would have involved every single country who is doing business in Ukraine. And Russia is smart enough to realize that's a losing game. Why didn't Zelensky see that rather obviously? I mean, why did he say, oh, wow, gee, this is pretty good? Instead, he didn't see it. Newt Gingrich says, you know, Zelensky, he's in the deep water, and he's not treading water very well.
Clearly, Zelensky cheated on Friday. And if you look at the very opening, which the news media has not carried very much, you know, Trump is happy. He is positive. This is going to be a great meeting. We're going to get this signed. It's a step towards peace. And then all of a sudden it turns out Zelensky is not there to sign it. He's there to negotiate in front of the cameras. And I think that President Trump and Vice President Vance both felt that they had been cheated and hoodwinked, and they would not have accepted the meeting if they'd understood that Zelensky was not going to sign.
Yeah, one thing that Newt pointed out, by the way, is that Zelensky doesn't seem to understand the rule of holes.
I think Zelensky's in a deep hole. The Europeans cannot possibly replace America, and I think that he will have to come back to the table and have to sign something to regain the president's support.
Yeah, he's in a deep hole, and he's still digging. He thinks somehow the Europeans can replace the military assets of the United States. Well, if they can, more power to them, sport. It's in your backyard. It's your fight. As far as I'm concerned, it's not our fight. God bless you. But you might want to start by actually upping your contribution to NATO to the 5% level that's been requested of every single member of NATO, because all of you guys are falling short.
It's a very sad day and an embarrassment for the United States on the world stage. But I think there's no question that this was a setup. This was a setup Volodymyr Zelensky was compelled to agree to a horrible deal that would have sent Ukraine's minerals to the United States without any concrete security guarantees.
That's Susan Rice, who I guess is still confused as to the status of the two nations involved. We are the biggest power in the entire globe, but Ukraine is not. They are not our equal. And actually, we're there to negotiate the best interests of the United States and not of anybody else. Still going to understand that concept. 6:43 right now. Traffic weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sitting in for Chuck Whitaker once again. It's Sean Casey.
All right, traffic is starting to build now. I-95 at Shoal Road. Volume starting to grow there. Also, outer loop of 695 Old Court Road. There is a slowdown there as you approach that area. And we still are dealing with a couple of traffic incidents. One is Blair Road at North and South between Sunshine Ave and Mount Vista Road. And again, we have a disabled car in the roadway. This is at I-95 North, exit 11A at Boston Street. So be aware of that. Everything else is smooth sailing at this point. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's high around 58 degrees. Overnight, a couple of showers possible. There's a possibility of rain through tomorrow morning, but then tomorrow should dry out during the afternoon. A high around 62. And for Thursday, by the way, we're looking at a very dry day right now. Ocean City has 40 degrees. Pikesville has 33. And Reisterstown has 33 degrees. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, time once again for heading out to the Chuck Wagon. The latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Doggy. Bacon.
Yeah, Butterball's a little under the weather here this morning, so hopefully he feels better and gets back with us tomorrow. Pringles has introduced a bold new flame-grilled steak flavor. Because everyone knows when you're feeling like a good flame-grilled steak...
You want a potato chip. Right. Yes, instead. Ooh, works perfectly, Sean.
You know what? They got to keep outdoing themselves. That's the problem. Once you go down that flavor road the first time, now you've really got to come up with new flavors all the time. Just can't have a regular Pringles
chip. The only people I see doing that correctly is our Oreos. They introduce a flavor. It's around for 2 months. They dump it and move on to something else that they can promote.
Crumble baking a new turtle cheesecake and more. Part of their limited time menu of baked desserts. They also have the cookies and cream brownie now there. Taco Bell launching the new steak and queso Crunchwrap sliders as a fun-sized twist on their signature. So these are little sliders, little Crunchwrap sliders. DiGiorno joining forces with Hidden Valley Ranch to introduce the new limited edition DiGiorno Spicy Rancheroni Thin Crust Pizza. They're also updating their Chicken Bacon Ranch Stuffed Crust Pizza as well. That's for the frozen kind. And Golden Corral is offering all-you-can-eat steak and butterfly shrimp on the menu now just in time for Lent, which begins tomorrow, is Ash Wednesday. Oh. And so if you, you can forego the steak and have all the butterfly shrimp that you want. If you're eating fish or giving up meat, whatever. Finally, Shake Shack is testing a new French onion burger for a limited time at select locations along the eastern seaboard.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
It does sound good.
I would try that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drove by Shake Shack at one at Columbia Mall on Saturday night. It was packed.
Right.
Yeah, it was a very popular venue.
Did you have your reservations, though?
I had not at Shake Shack.
Yeah.
I had another restaurant there.
I see.
But it wasn't a Shake Shack.
Okay.
Thank you very much. 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. We're talking here about how the Democrats... I'll tell you one thing that, you know, with Susan Rice and these allegations that this was a setup. Remember who set up Trump?
Yeah.
It was Obama, Biden, and they were all in the room that day. Susan Rice, Clapper, Brennan, and they all knew they were going after Flynn, and they were going after Trump. That was this is a group, and we'll you'll hear it next hour after the 7:30 news. The setup of Victoria Nuland, she was another one over at State Department then, of course, and elsewhere. That they have been playing games for years in Ukraine. So you know what they do is we talk about it. Democrat projection. They project their own undesirable evil traits on the Republicans. The Republicans are too stupid to turn the finger back around the other way.
Well, I'll tell you, Sean, if you take a look at what Ukraine is now, because we've been, you know, all these things posted, you know, I stand with Ukraine, my feeling is fine. Open up your own checkbook and enlist in their military. Have a nice time. That's on you, not on the rest of us. But, you know, it took Tulsi Gabbard to encapsulate clearly exactly what Ukraine is. Is it a representative republic? Is it a democracy?
No.
You have the canceling of elections in Ukraine. You have political parties being silenced or even criminalized or thrown in prison. You have the freedom of religion, churches being shut down. You have political opposition being silenced. You have total government control of the media. We could go down a whole laundry list of issues that are against the values of democracy and freedom.
And we're being told, as we've been told since day one, you have to support this democracy. And Sean and I have been asking since day one, what democracy?
Yeah.
What representative government are you talking about?
Democracy don't cancel elections. If
they don't, they don't jail their opponents. They don't shut down the newspapers that oppose you. They don't shut down the churches that might be saying from the pulpit things you don't agree with. There are so many things that are not a representative republic. And look, honestly, there are a couple of different numbers around, but let it be said conservatively that Volodymyr Zelensky has lined his pockets with a whole lot of American cash and owns a lot of property. The numbers vary. I'm not going to argue the individual number on this, Sean, but holy smokes, we are paying for this guy's luxury suits.
I would have thought, because tonight we have the joint session of Congress, and President Trump is, you know, and again, hopefully he starts with all of his accomplishments in 40 days, because there have been numerous accomplishments, including securing the border. But I would have hoped he would have said Elon Musk set Doge loose on Ukraine. Because that's really what needs an enema, a forensic financial audit and enema, because it is dirty, it is corrupt, it is one of the most corrupt countries, and it's been our little playground, going all the way back to the Obamas in 2008.
Yeah. Think about Joe Biden going over there and saying, basically, fire that guy, because my son who works for Burisma wants him fired. By the way, write me a check. And then he bragged about it, in essence, standing in front of the Foreign Affairs, the nonprofit group here in this country.
Coming up next, Democrats beginning to squirm over the BGE rate hikes.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
From time to time, you'll hear various contests on Talk Radio 680.
Oh, goody!
Here are the generic rules for all WCBM contests. You must be 21 years of age or older to enter.
What?
There is no purchase necessary.
Oh, yeah!
You'll find a complete and more specified set of contest rules on our website, WCBM.com.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Thanks for playing, and thank you, Baltimore, for listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot coming up next hour. Marco Rubio and the Smirker. She's thought that she could kind of level up with him. Whoops. You'd think she'd learn. Also, why the Ukraine invasion? Fascinating analysis of that. And Elon Musk under fire from the usual suspects. We have that and a whole lot more between 7 and 8 this morning right here at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now, it's 6:53. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's Sean Casey.
Hi, traffic starting to build. 95 south at Moravia Road is starting to slow there. Traffic speed slowing. We also have some slowdowns at the 690. 75 Outer Loop at Old Court Road as well. So we now see the regular rush hour patterns beginning to emerge for this morning. We still have a disabled car in the road, and that's at 895 North at the exit 11A Boston Street. And now in Howard County on I-70 East, prior to exit 80, that's Maryland 32 Sykesville Road, there is a collision there. That is on the east side, the two right lanes blocked there. That's a look at traffic and weather on the threes. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's high about 58 degrees, a couple of showers possible overnight tonight. Bulk of the rain happens tomorrow, though. Today's high 58, tomorrow's high around 62. It will be dry, however, on Thursday. Right now, Pikeville has 34 degrees, Pikesville has 33 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, so there's been a lot of discussion first with the MPRP, the power line project, and now with the skyrocketing electric rates here in Maryland and elsewhere. But Maryland, of course, because we import 40% of our power from other states because we're going to shut down two coal-fired power plants. Now we have to keep them open. And because we don't have enough power, now the fact that we have to keep it open, in June, rates are going up again. Based on summer demand and also based on the fact that we've got to now keep these two power plants open after shutting them down. I mean, it's the mistakes that were made are unbelievable. But now Democrats are starting to squirm. They're starting to feel a little bit of heat. Here's Kwesi Mfume.
We're asking the Public Service Commission to pump the brakes, take a time out, and let's have some discussion because electric bills and gas bills have been increasing by significant amounts. People can't afford.
You know what? Yeah. This is just amazing to me. This party, they caused this stuff with their war on fossil fuel, and now they're blaming the PSC and BGE. It is their legislation. I'm not saying that PSC and BG are blameless in this thing, but let's look at the spark that lit the fire here, and it's all the Democrat, greenie policies. And Fume is telling the PSC and BG what they're doing is not right.
They are making it very, very hard for everyday working people to pay their bills, and that's not right.
No, it's not they. It's you. It's you, the Democrat Party, that is doing this.
Do they not understand the concept of supply and demand? I guess they don't. You have scarce goods, the price will go up. As the demand chases the supply. If you have a lot of resources, the price goes down. Again, because there are same number of people chasing it, but there's a lot more supply. People can't sit on the supply for life.
Yeah, but these opportunistic Democrats, like City Council President Zeke Cohen, again, a lot of what the City Council does is very, quote, environmentally friendly, and they've also bought into this gas is bad, fossil fuels are bad, except when you actually need power.
It is unacceptable the level of pain that people are feeling, and we intend to fight all the way to the Public Service Commission.
We, the ones who caused it, we're now going to fight for you. How about that, Maryland? How about that, Maryland voters? We caused it, but now we're going to fight for you. You wouldn't be in this position.
It's like the arsonist coming back and saying, quick, give me the fire hose. I'll take care of this problem for you.
I think one of the best clips I heard from yesterday is this Democrat delegate Elizabeth Embry, who once ran for, was it governor?
Governor, I think.
Yeah, it was governor.
Yeah.
I think it was either governor or mayor. I can't remember which. But she also partaking in this charade.
It has been used to just replace gas infrastructure wholesale.
Electricity. Oh, yeah. She's talking about electricity. She said it has been used, meaning she's pointing the finger at the PSC and the BG. You're using electricity to replace gas wholesale. Well, why are they doing that?
Well, for example, we have a law in this state that you won't be able to buy a gas-powered car in a couple of years.
Here, 10 years, 2035.
Yeah.
But again, it's the Climate Solutions Act of 2022. It is this declaration of fossil fuels are bad. We got to build windmills, and we got to put the solar panels on our roofs. Okay, we have to have hydro. Again, that's all fine and dandy if you want that. I'm not saying don't do it. I mean, that's great. More is better. But it has to be a holistic, all-encompassing, all-of-the-above approach to meet the power needs of this state moving forward. Okay? There's more population. There's more demand for power with these data centers and everything else that's going on. I mean, I don't even know why we got half the buildings are empty anyway in federal agencies and some state agencies. So why they even turn the lights on? I don't know if they're trying to save any power. I mean, half the time I drive to work, all the street lights on 795 are not lit.
Right.
I guess that they're trying to save money there. I don't know. Or maybe they're just the bulbs are burned out and they have no employees to replace them. I don't know. But at the end of the day is that these Democrats caused this with their war on fossil fuel, and now they're playing the PSC at BGE.
Well, clearly it's their fault, Sean.
Yeah.
You don't understand that it can't be the politician's fault who caused it. Well, look, it'd be easy. Open up the coal-fired plants again. Allow any kind of electricity to be generated here. I'm still waiting for windmill-powered cars. I want a windmill on top of every car because that will solve our problem. Kind of rough under low bridges, but it's beyond that, it's a perfect idea.
Or you put a sail on your car and just hope for a breezy day.
Yeah, sure. That'll work.
That's all
that
you can do.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, right after the 7 o'clock news, we'll take a look at what Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who's been, by the way, has been great.
Yeah.
He has been great. I had some, I was a little, it's not suspicious, but, I guess cautious. But he has been great so far. He goes in on Ukraine. Why Putin invaded Russia? What do you hear this? In our MAG update, we'll hear from President Trump, and we'll take a look at English being the official language and what he has now done to punish Zelensky for his antics.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has made good on his pledge to impose new tariffs on America's three largest trading partners.
The president followed through on his threatened tariff, slapping 25% levies on goods from Canada and Mexico, plus an additional 10% on Chinese imports. He's convinced that tariffs are the answer to America's fiscal problems. But some economists predict higher inflation, and news of the tariffs sent stocks tumbling yesterday. On Capitol Hill, Democrats slammed the president's plan, while some uneasy Republicans are worried about the possible economic fallout. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, in effect, a pause in U.S. military aid to Ukraine as ordered by President Trump. When the president addresses a joint session of Congress on national TV tonight, one topic he'll address will be waste and abuse of tax dollars in foreign aid programs like the Agency for International Development. The Salem Radio Network, parent company of Town Hall News, launching a private sector campaign seeking voluntary donations to help feed hungry children in El Salvador through the Christian nonprofit international relief organization Food for the Poor. Nationally syndicated talk radio host Mike Gallagher says the organization knows how to reach starving kids throughout our hemisphere.
Thanks to Food for the Poor and the mission trips I've been on over the years and traveled all over the world, I witnessed firsthand poverty the likes of which I've never seen before. It was always my goal to convey that sense of urgency to our audience. You can't wait weeks or months when somebody is starving today.
More information on the Voluntary Food for the Poor campaign is available on the website mikeonline.com. Linda McMahon, confirmed by the Senate to lead the Department of Education. It's an agency the president wants to abolish. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 18 points, NASDAQ futures up 19. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Good morning, 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker out of the weather. Sitting in for him is Sean Casey.
And we have some slowing I-95 south, as you might imagine, heading into the city. That's north of Maryland Route 24, right there at exit 77. It begins to slow down all the way through, down through to Moravia Road. And we have some issues on 695 of the Outer Loop. Usual sides on the west side of the Outer Loop. That's Old Core Road all the way down to 70. We see some slowing and brake lights beginning there. So be forewarned there. We have Baltimore County I-95 south prior to exit 47. B. That's Maryland 166. We have some debris in the roadway there. Also, 895 North, we still have a disabled vehicle in the road at exit 11 near Boston Street. And an accident, I-70 East, right prior to the exit 80. That's Maryland Route 32, Sykesville Road. There's a two right lanes there are having a tip. Actually, just the far right lane, the second right lane has been cleared now after that accident. So you'll have an issue there. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey, and that's traffic weather on the 3s, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today is that perfect combination of no rain, sunshine, and mild temperatures. After today, we're either dealing with some wet weather or colder temperatures. 58, that's our high today. Late tonight, a few showers. Tomorrow, that's when we see the bulk of the rain. Showers and some storms. 62 tomorrow. Thursday's dry, but it is cooler, near 50 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 33 degrees, Hunt Valley 34, Middle River 32. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. These headlines being brought to you by Vinnie Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinnie Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. The Bel Air man who shot and killed a transgender woman in 2023 has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. Brian DeLand was acquitted of first and second degree murder in the death of Megan Lewis, but a jury convicted him of second degree assault and a weapons charge. The Attorney General of Washington, D.C. is now dropping a lawsuit against groups like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. The lawsuit was filed in 2021, sought millions of dollars in damages for the Jan 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol building. The AG's office now says the city is unlikely to recover much money, and the resources dedicated to the lawsuit can be better used elsewhere. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen reacting to President Trump's order putting a pause on U.S. military aid to Ukraine. The Democrat lawmaker says Vladimir Putin has a huge arsenal and is bombing innocent families in Ukraine, and Donald Trump is cutting off vital military assistance to Ukraine. Van Hollen says, and we quote, that, quote, Putin's biggest booster is sitting in the Oval Office. What a disgrace. It's 7:06 on WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messelthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
All eyes on Sarasota, Florida yesterday as Felix Bautista took the hill in the fifth inning. And the mighty Mountain Man delivered, striking out two Red Sox as part of a 1-2-3, 13-pitch fifth inning, leaving manager Brandon Hyde smiling from ear to ear.
That's a highlight of the camp so far in a big-time way. Just the smile on his face and throwing 97. Feeling great. And I know that... another box checked for him, and it's great to see him out there.
Charlie Morton started for the Birds yesterday, went two scoreless. Tomo Sugano followed that with two more, not as crisp as his first start, but hey, says manager Brandon Hyde.
Yeah, you're going to go through those kind of moments. I thought he still had good stuff. Just, you know, this is why we have spring training, is to get guys built up and feeling comfortable on the mound again. And the command wasn't as good as it was in Bradenton, but that's still pretty good.
Adley Rutschman hit one out as well. Orioles and Red Sox ran out of pitchers and played to a 6-6 tie. Pro Football Hall of Fame coach Jimmy Johnson announced yesterday that he's retiring after 31 years from Fox Sports football coverage. Johnson, one of only three head coaches, along with Pete Carroll and Barry Switzer, to win both a Super Bowl championship twice with the Cowboys and a college football championship once with the University of Miami. Coming up at 7:35, the Mavericks add insult to injury. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And it's our second hour, and coming up in this hour, your calls and comments. Welcome, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And your top stories in this hour, Ilhan Omar and Bolshevik Bernie attacking Elon Musk, their favorite target these days. And maybe Trump got him just to take the heat off of him. Who knows? Why Putin invaded Russia. This is a fascinating tale that Jeffrey Sachs tells, and why they're squirming over at NATO and in the European Union. And also, Marco Rubio has been excellent so far, his role as Secretary of State.
I've really been impressed so far. Actually, there's no cabinet member with which I have not been impressed with, but Marco Rubio shined yesterday. He had a couple of conversations with various reporters. He did spend some time with the smirker, and she thought she'd measure up. She did not. What he had to say initially about Ukraine was this.
It's been a horrible war. It's time for it to end. The job of the UN is to bring about peace in the world. I thought that's what the UN was created to do, to stop wars and to prevent them. And that's what the resolution did. Was it antagonistic towards the Russians? No. Back to the point. But it also didn't praise the Russians. All it said is, this is a bad war. It needs to end.
Yeah, in other words, it may play great in the media here. To go and say Putin evil. He's the worst person in the entire world. He's worse than Hitler and Pol Pot combined. But that's not going to get him to the table. You actually have to get them to the table to negotiate a peace. You can't simply demonize either side in this situation. You have to be realistic enough to say, you guys got to sit down. We don't want to be involved anymore, but we'll mediate between the two of you. Doesn't seem to me to be an unreasonable standard. It did, however, kind of irk the smirker.
President Trump said to me today, before that shouting match erupted in the Oval Office, that he doesn't believe there have to be security guarantees in place before the ceasefire. That you can come to a ceasefire agreement and then put those in place. Do you agree with that?
That's not what he said. What he said is, why am I going to be talking about security guarantees? Let me get a peace deal first, is what he said.
Yeah. So each time she tried to twist the words of Donald Trump, Marco Rubio just carved her up. He's proven, you know, easy challenge. There's nobody who's laid a glove on him so far, as they say. Rubio said, you know, again, we're doing this. We'll be the mediator, but we spend a lot of money each year, and there's a lot of very expensive real estate on the east side of New York City. Where the hell is the UN? Why aren't they doing something?
The first resolution on Ukraine that has passed the Security Council in 3 years passed this week because of the leadership of President Trump, and it's a resolution that says bad war needs to end. Let's bring the two sides together. That's what the resolution is. Again, what is the United Nations for? Isn't it not a forum to promote peace in the world? And it should shouldn't our president, shouldn't we all be happy that we have a president who's trying to stop wars and prevent them instead of start them?
Yeah, you would think, actually, if this were any Democrat in office, that the media would be lauding the wonderful genius of whatever Democrat it was for getting these two warring sides together, that somehow this would be greatly admired. But the hate for Donald Trump, the Trump derangement syndrome, is so strong, they can't bring themselves to it. More from Marco Rubio coming up. First, though, 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker, under the weather, sitting in. Sean Casey.
Yeah, as traffic begins to build, now we got some problem spots. We're looking at 295. That's the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. South towards D.C. is steady but slow. Also, 95 coming down from the Welcome Center is pretty heavy volume. Starts to back up around Route 24 right there at exit 77. Continues all the way down through Moravia Road. So you get a heavy volume of traffic there on 95 South. 695 remains almost a parking lot at Old Court on the outer loop there. Very heavy traffic, very slow speeds. Keep that in mind. We might take some alternatives there as well. Starting to back up areas of 70, heading into 695 as well. And right now we've got some ongoing issues with some incidents, accidents, et cetera. Minor collision at Bel Air Road, north-south between Sunshine Avenue, Mount Vista Road. And that's been there for a while, so they have not been able to clear that up at this point. Let's look at traffic weather on the threes for Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Sean Casey sitting in for Chuck.
All right, now we're looking at the high of around 58 degrees today. It'll be dry until late afternoon to early evening, and then a couple of rain showers begin. Tomorrow's going to be wet at a high around 62 for Thursday. It'll be a dry day. Temperatures right now still hovering around freezing for most of the reporting stations. You have 32 degrees in Middle River and 34 degrees in Hunt Valley. 7:15 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time for our Mega Movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
It's also Tariff Day. The tariffs going into place today include Canada, Mexico, and additional tariffs on China. Why? Because they charge us for our exports into their countries more than we charge them for imports into our country. And that's not fair trade. That's not a level playing field. Here's President Trump.
I would just say this to people in Canada or Mexico. If they're going to build car plants, the people that are doing them are much better off building here, because we have the market. We're the market where they sell the most.
Yeah, and they've taken advantage of that for years. Big speech tonight. It's not State of the Union because it's only 42 days in. We'll get that next January or so.
Yeah, but still, he's done enough. This could be a State of the Union.
It could be a State of the Union.
Man.
Joint session of Congress tonight where everybody will be, paying very close attention. I think he's going to start with his accomplishments, which he should start with because there's lots of them, and eventually get to the Ukraine deal, imagine. And also, he might call out some of the Democrats on filibustering and blocking the bill that would have banned biological males in women's sports. We also announced a massive silicon chip deal yesterday.
Today's announcement brings Taiwan semiconductor investments to about $165 billion. They've started already. Among the largest new foreign direct investments in the United States, Apple, as you know, made a big announcement last week of $500 billion, and we have some others that have announced. We have many that want to announce.
Also, he addressed the Zelensky dust-up in the Oval Office and still doesn't think that old Voldemir is being too thankful.
Well, I just think he should be more appreciative because this country has stuck with them through thick and thin. We've given them much more than Europe, and Europe should have given more than us because, as you know, that's right there. That's the border.
It is the border. And the other thing he said yesterday is that Zelensky made a comment, was attributed to AP, that the war is still a long, long way from being resolved. And he said that was not a good statement to make. Not a good statement at all when you're trying to make peace.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like Zelensky wants anything to do with peace at this point. You know, he wants the United States in there to help with security guarantees. By the way, Trump halted military aid. yesterday. He said all military aid will now be halted. He's going to turn up the screws on Zelensky. They also signed an executive order making English the official language of the United States over the weekend. 250 years, hard to believe. We've never done this.
Yeah.
They've never made English the official language. And for those that are critics of this, I might point out that the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights are in English. They were written in English, they've been read in English, and they are forever in English. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't speak other languages. I think it's a beautiful ability if you're multilingual.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for again, kind of a common culture, a sovereign nation with a secure border, you have to have a common language.
Yeah. One of the things, by the way, is all this stuff was written in English, and that's before they discovered you could write a different symbol for the letter F and S.
Right.
So it's a whole, you know, language system.
It is fun reading those older documents.
Yes, it is.
F-16 fighter jets scrambled near Trump's Florida home over the weekend as numerous aircraft violated its airspace. So, again, you'd think people would know that you're not allowed to fly around certain areas of Mar-a-Lago. The DOJ and FBI launching an investigation into the $20 billion parked outside a financial institution in a last-minute heist by Biden's EPA. That is being investigated. The Trump administration is signaling a settlement in the Ashley Babbitt wrongful death lawsuit brought against the United States government by Ashley's family. So it looks like Ashley's family is going to get a settlement, going to get paid. The DOJ filed a statement of interest in the case of Gold Star mom Tina Peters. Evaluation of her case apparently in Colorado was not about justice. It was about inflicting political pain in her particular case. So we certainly hope for good things there. Mad Maxine tried to storm the HUD building yesterday and was turned back by a spokesperson who basically said, "Is it true the members of your family profited from their position as an elected official? Do you agree with Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics that you're one of the most corrupt members of Congress?" I got to tell you, we got to get a hold of that guy. Thanks to Sean Duffy, the hurricane-damaged I-40 in North Carolina is open.
Good.
Pete Buttigieg said it would take months, if not years, to open I-40. The Senate confirmed Linda McMahon as Education Secretary, 51-45. Americans love DOGE. 77% of voters believe in the full examination of government expenditures. 7 in 10 approve of cutting government spending by $1 trillion. So Trump has, and Elon, they have the people with them. And finally, Pam Bondi says, yeah, there are more documents. 1,000 pages or more they're expecting the FBI to turn over in the Epstein files. And she says Director Patel is going to help.
Thousands of pages of documents. I have the FBI going through them. And Cash is also, now that we have Cash here, it's a game changer, of course. And Cash is going to, Director Patel, is going to get us a detailed report as to why the FBI withheld all of those documents.
Okay.
Yeah. The director of the FBI up in that office in New York has now resigned because of this kerfuffle. That's the way it went down. 42 days in the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. See Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go. At home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk. And don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app. Or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Chuck Whitaker, under the weather, sitting in, Sean Casey.
You know, you better hope and pray that Governor Moore and the Democrats play ball with Donald Trump to get this federal funding for the Key Bridge, because it's a mess right now. 95 all the way down to the Welcome Center, you go all the way down to Route 24, slow, heavy volume, Moravia Road. I'm looking at 895 South, right past Boston Street. It's bumper to bumper, backed up all the way there. Of course, very slow at 895. Now 83 into the city's okay, 97 to Annapolis is okay. But on the outer loop of 695, typical problem spots, Old Court Road all the way down to 70. It's going to be heavy volume, slow speed, so leave some little extra time as you head out the door this morning. Those are your problem spots. I'm Sean Casey for Chuck Whitaker, traffic weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's high around 58 degrees, a couple of showers beginning early this evening. Tomorrow, the bulk of the day will be rainy at a high around 62. Thursday will be a dry day, however. Hunt Valley has 34 degrees, and Dundalk has 34 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A bit more from Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State. He handled the smirker just beautifully. I guess you might guess I don't have an awful lot of respect for her. He says, look, the object of the game is not to score points in politically sensitive areas to somehow come out on top in domestic politics. The object of the game is to get Russia to the table.
If this was a Democrat that was doing this, everyone would be saying, well, he's on his way to the Nobel Peace Prize. This is absurd. We are trying to end a war. You cannot end a war unless both sides come to the table, starting with the Russians. And that is the point the president has made. And we have to do whatever we can to try to bring them to the table to see if it's even possible. I'm not promising you it's possible. I'm not telling you it's 90% likely. I'm saying it's 0% likely if we don't get them to a negotiating table.
Period. Think about that. And there's a likelihood if you do not get them to the negotiating table to sit down and begin to talk with one another, the chances of the war ending are zero. Unless one side wipes out the other side, and folks, it's not going to be Russia that gets wiped out. They have nukes. They have tactical nuclear weapons they will use in the battlefield. The Russian battle plan is to throw men at a problem until you overwhelm the enemy. And if that fails, then you break out the big, big, big guns and make sure that that accomplishes what you wanted to accomplish. Rubio says, look, it's time for all these people just kind of, you know, chirping on the outside edges of this problem to grow up.
The sooner everyone grows up around here and figures out that this is a bad war that's heading in a bad direction with death and destruction and all kinds of danger surrounding it that could spiral into a broader conflict, the sooner people grow up and realize that, I think the more progress we're going to be able to make. But the president's crystal clear. He campaigned on it, and he's going to govern on it. And that is, he is going to be a president that tries to achieve peace, and he has been very clear this is a war that would have never happened had Donald Trump been in the White House, and it needs to end, and we're going to do everything we can to end it in an enduring and sustainable and fair way.
Now, think about this. He has made the contention that a number of people have made, and it gets poo-pooed by the left. But look, there have been no cases of Russian aggression when Trump was president. There were cases of Russian aggression under Obama. That was the Crimea. There were cases of aggression under Biden. Again, we've seen what happens. What the Russians have done is wait until they have a weak guy in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and then make their move on a guy that they know is either weak or compliant.
Yeah. And now he wants to talk peace because there's a strong guy in the White House.
Precisely.
So, you know, coming up right after 7:30 News, Jeffrey Sachs, the economist, he's laid it out and on why Putin invaded Ukraine when Biden was in office. And, but this has been going on for 20 years.
Yeah, it has.
And it is something that it doesn't justify it. No one is excusing it because, you know, Putin is a KGB monster.
Sure.
And he had other options, but it will explain. And the bulb will go off in your head once you hear it.
And by the way, Mark, one more final bite from him. This is just key to remember. He says, remember one thing. What happens if tomorrow morning Donald Trump gets up and says, I've had it with this. I want to focus on other things. There are too many other things I want to accomplish. Let whatever happens in Ukraine happen in Ukraine. We're done. Because, you know, he said the other day, either make a deal or we're done here. So maybe he goes ahead and follows through on that they're not going to make a deal. We're done here. What then?
If Donald Trump tomorrow decides, I don't care about Ukraine, I don't care about Russia, and I don't care about this war, and he walks away, I ask you, I ask everyone, well, who on this planet has any chance whatsoever, even a 1% chance, of getting the combatants to the table? The answer is there is no one. He is the only one on Earth right now that has any chance. If there is a chance of peace, he's the only one that has a chance to deliver on it.
Period.
Yeah, and Trump said yesterday that America will not put up for this for much longer. This was after Zelensky said that the end of the war is very, very far away.
Now, as you remember, Sean, a couple of days ago were the Oscars, and then yesterday was The View.
Hey, Stewie, time for The View.
No, not again! Yeah, let me out of here. I can't watch another second.
And wait till you hear Whoopi on The View yesterday. We'll have that for you coming up later on this hour.
All right, to friends at Rescue Natural Supplements, March is Energy Month. That's right. We got to get your energy going. You got to get your energy moving in the right direction. And Rescue Orasine is the supplement that you consider adding to your daily health regimen. Why? Because Orasine has been formulated to fuel you to get that energy at the cellular level. It's important that ADP, adenosine triphosphate, is what helps with cellular maintenance, cellular efficiency, cellular repair, and Orasine does just that. So you don't need caffeine or energy drinks or artificial stimulants at all. You'll have sustainable energy all day long with Rescue Orasine, and it's all natural, so therefore it's not going to cause you to crash or whatever. It's also helping in regulating blood pressure. It's heart healthy. Buy one, get one free today. Use the coupon code MYENERGY when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or order online res-q.com. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen is reacting to President Trump's order putting a pause on U.S. military aid to Ukraine. The Democrat lawmaker says Vladimir Putin has a huge arsenal and it's bombing innocent families in Ukraine, and Donald Trump is cutting off vital military assistance to Ukraine. Van Hollen says it turns out that, quote, Putin's biggest booster is sitting in the Oval Office. What a disgrace, end quote. Kelly Hayes has been appointed the interim U.S. attorney for Maryland. Hayes will replace former U.S. attorney Eric Barron, who resigned in February. Well, it's not clear if President Trump will nominate her to serve in that role on a permanent basis. Hayes has been an assistant U.S. attorney for Maryland since 2013. In a statement, Hayes says she is beyond honored to lead the office to serve and protect the people of Maryland and the United States. The Middle River mom accused of murdering her daughter in January has been found incompetent to stand trial. 34-year-old Kiana Dillon, charged with first-degree murder and the death of 11-year-old London Olson, who was found strangled to death in the family's home on Firethorn Road. Baltimore County State's Attorney's Office says Dillon was being held without bail pending a competency evaluation. She has now been committed to a state-run psychiatric hospital. A status conference is scheduled for August 1st. And a Harford County man has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for supplying the drugs linked to the 2023 overdose death of a friend. Kusan Hines of Havre de Grace pled guilty last week to one count of second-degree depraved heart murder and one count of distribution of controlled dangerous substances. This is the first time in the state that a drug dealer has been sentenced for murder. 7:32, coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I
actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to AudienHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
During tax season, your personal info travels to a lot of places you can't control. Between payroll, your home office, your tax preparer, and the IRS, if your W-2 gets exposed, that's just the ticket for identity thieves. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Pick three lottery number, 124. Pick 4, 3810. And now it's 733. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Sean Casey.
All right, the traffic's starting to build now on 97 South, heading towards Annapolis on to Route 50. It's steady, but it has begun to build in volume, getting a little bit slower. Again, 295 Parkway towards D.C., pretty heavy of a flow and volume, steady, but again, slower speeds there. 95 is just tough this morning as you head down from the Welcome Center all the way down from Mountain Road there, exit 77, down through Moravia Road. It is just a mess. 895 as well. Very slow speeds on most of 895. Can't get the key bridge here quick enough. I don't know if it's 695. Usual patterns. Very heavy traffic. Old Court Road all the way down to 70. And we're having some issues on 70 as well. 97. And also at Sykesville Road at Route 32. There's an accident there on the eastbound side of things with the right lane block. That's a look at traffic weather on the threes. For Chuck Whitaker, I am Sean Casey, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Big storm in the central part of the country, bringing some rain by tomorrow. Today, dry. It's warmer, 58. Showers and some storms tomorrow, 62 the high. It's cooler Thursday, partly cloudy and 50. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. The Orioles breathed a huge collective sigh of relief yesterday as for the first time in over 550 days, Felix Bautista took the hill in a game, and it looked like he never left. 13 pitches, 3 up, 3 down, 2 strikeouts for the Mountain as the Orioles and Red Sox played to a 6-6 tie in Sarasota. Manager Brandon Hyde acknowledging the crowd in a post-game interview.
To the crowd for recognizing how awesome a moment that was for him personally, and hasn't pitched in the game in a long time, and looked great out there.
Adley Rutschman also starting to change some minds in terms of Orioles fan with a big blast in the first.
As great as he's been through his career as he tomahawks one to right field, and it is gone for Adley Rutschman. He got on top of it, and that is the man that the Orioles fans want to see.
Call on ESPN, and indeed it is. Rutschman trying to come back from a disastrous second half of 2024. The home run certainly a welcome sight. Birds are off today. They'll be in Fort Myers tomorrow against the Twins. On the ice last night in D.C., Caps had a 3-0 lead against the Senators and blew it. They were forced to a shootout, tied at 4, and then Dylan Strome bailed them out.
Strome 0-for-3 this season, 2-for-11 in his career. Strome off the deke, scores!
Joe Beninati with a call, a monumental. Caps escape with a point, 5-4 over Ottawa. Ovi held without a goal. In a sidebar, Tom Wilson gets the Gordie Howe hat trick last night. A goal, an assist, and a fight engaging Brady Tkachuk. AP Top 25 is out in men's basketball, and Maryland has moved up 3 slots to number 13, ties for the highest that Maryland has been ranked all year. Terps are 22-7 on the year, 12-6 in the conference. Big match coming up tomorrow night in Ann Arbor against the Michigan Wolverines. And finally, 1 month after the Mavericks Mavericks traded fan favorite and NBA superstar Luka Doncic to the Lakers, the team added insult to injury yesterday by raising ticket prices for next season. Boy, are they deaf. The team saying prices will go up an average of 8.6% to cover, quote-unquote, ongoing investments in the team and fan engagement. Now, that's interesting because SalaryCap.com estimates that the Mavericks save $24 million a year for the next 5 years by not having to sign Doncic to a Supermax extension. The time now is 7:37. When we return, robot empires have arrived.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I know you guys are busy and you go to bed at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever.
Not that early.
But
that's the time I eat, but that's not the time I go to bed.
But have you watched any exhibition baseball at all?
Not a single inning.
Not a single pitch.
Not a single pitch.
Okay, well, I have. I haven't watched that much either. But, you know, they do have the robo-umpires now, the computers that, if you know, they don't call the balls and strikes, but they're available for a review. So the only players that can review, that ask for a review, like a manager can't ask from a dugout, it either has to be the pitcher or the batter. And it's got to be done right away. And you do that, the batter does it by tapping his helmet, and the pitcher does by waving his glove. So far, during spring training, it's been called upon, and 50% of the time, the computer has overruled the umpire.
Uh-oh.
Half and half.
Uh-oh.
So how do you guys feel about that, about the robo-umpire?
I don't like them.
You can't. Yeah.
No.
You can't kill the robo umpire.
No. You can't argue with that.
Unplug the umpire. Unplug the umpire.
You can't shovel dirt on the robo umpire's feet like Earl used to
do. You can't do that. You can't take first base and throw it at the umpire. You can do none of that stuff.
Yeah, that's part of the game.
It's a human game.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're far enough into technology. It's a human game. There will be errors.
Well, so is tennis, but tennis has got, they've got
the line judges.
The line judges.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think in tennis, though, the result is a point. Like a point is huge.
Well, okay? You know, they've also been talking about putting a chip in the football.
Right, for first downs and placement.
Yeah. And goal line scores and things of that nature.
So. I mean, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. But I don't know. The ball and strike to me is like a sacred thing, and I don't think it should be computerized in any way.
Right. Very good. That's quite the...
50% of the time.
That's great.
You know, I think it was you who said just the other day, if you build it, they will come. And we thank you for that.
I didn't say that. Did I?
I think he said that.
He repeated it.
Did he?
Yeah. It was said before.
Right.
By whom?
Somebody.
Oh, okay.
In that movie.
Yeah. Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 7:40. 20 minutes now before the 8 o'clock. So why did Putin invade Russia? And again, this is not justified. I'm not agreeing. I'm just saying you understand once you hear what happened. Again, and once the Soviet Union broke up, a lot of things happened. Ukraine gave up its nukes in exchange for a protection that the United States would protect them if they were attacked. That was part of the deal. Another part of the deal is that when the Soviet Union broke up and dispersed its many countries, satellite countries from the Baltic states, including Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union, is that NATO would not expand one inch east towards Russia. Here's economist Jeffrey Sachs on how that went down.
What was Putin's intention in the war?
Not the propaganda that's written about this, that they failed and he was going to take over Ukraine. The idea was to keep NATO, and what is NATO? It's the United States, off of Russia's border. No more, no less. When the Soviet Union ended in 1991 and an agreement was made that NATO will not move one inch eastward. Now, what happened after 1991, the United States decided there would be no end to eastward enlargement of NATO. And the decision was taken formally in 1994. when President Clinton signed off on NATO enlargement to the east, all the way to Ukraine and into Georgia. So the NATO enlargement, as you know, started in 1999 with Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic, and Russia was extremely unhappy about it, but these were countries still far from the border. So the next round of NATO enlargement came in 2004. With the three Baltic states, Romania, Bulgaria, Slovenia, and Slovakia. At this point, Russia was pretty damn upset. So as everybody recalls, in 2007, President Putin said, stop, enough. And of course, what that meant was in 2008, the United States jammed down Europe's throat, enlargement of NATO to Ukraine and to Georgia. This is right up against Russia. And Russia protested, because if Russia decided to have a military base on the Rio Grande or the Canadian border, not only would the United States freak out, we'd have war within about 10 minutes. And a month later, a war broke out. That gets Georgia destroyed. And starting in 2010, the U.S. put in Aegis missile systems in Poland and then in Romania. And Russia doesn't like that.
Yeah. They didn't like
it. Understandably.
Yeah. And so there's more, so we'll get to the second part of this here in just a second. But you understand that NATO broke its word. NATO, and we are pretty much NATO.
Yeah, we're NATO.
We are NATO. We said we would not expand one inch eastward. Boy, we went a lot further than an inch. Went right on their doorstep. And Russia looked at that. All they really wanted out of this whole thing was that Sevastopol, which is the Black Sea port. And he had NATO countries, including Turkey. Turkey's a member of NATO, right there on the Black Sea. We were going to shut off their entire access to that port. And that's why they got really upset. So, more to come here on that in just a second.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. A telephone number 410-WCBM-680. If you'd like to be that contestant, right now is your opportunity to call. Traffic and weather on the threes right now is sitting in for Chuck Whitaker. It's Sean Casey.
Yep, we got a problem by 695 inner and outer loop with the Curtis Creek drawbridge. There's an incident there, so keep that in mind as you head in. Right now, the big trouble spots today are 95 south, all the way from the Welcome Center down south. It backs up at 24 right there at exit 77. Also, of course, at Moravia Road, 895 is south. Also, a major problem there today. 295 head west towards the D.C. area is heavy and slow in volume. 97 south building as well. I-695 on the outer loop on the west side over Old Court Road all the way down to 70. Traffic is building there, and it's backing up at its usual spots there. Heavy volume and bumper to bumper with a lot of brake lights there. For Chuck Witter, I'm Sean Casey, and that's traffic weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
58 for the high today. A couple of showers later on possible. The bulk of the rain, though, is going to happen overnight tonight and through tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 62. Thursday, however, should be a dry day and a fairly pleasant temperatures. Right now, you're still looking at temperatures primarily in the 30 degree range, around 30 to 35. Edgewater has 35. Ellicott City 33 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. Linda is our contestant today. Our prize is we've got a 4-pack of tickets to the Maryland Home Garden and Craft Show this weekend at the Cow Palace Timonium Fairgrounds. And it is just amazing. Over 450 exhibitors, and it is Maryland Heating and Air sponsoring this year. So, Linda, good morning and welcome.
Hi, guys.
It's been a while, Linda.
I know. I try every morning, and boy, I got through today.
And you call on a day that your buddy Chuck is feeling under the weather.
Kristen, I've told her, look, nobody gets better than her. So, look, I'll accept that.
All right. You want to go first, second, or last?
Last.
All right, Linda, good luck. Here are your stories. Story one, social media guru Dan Scavino, who works for Donald Trump, is now trolling liberals and the left. He's sending military draft notices to anyone who displays a Ukraine flag in their Facebook profile. Some not being amused or complaining to the White House, but Scavino says, come on, man, can't you take a joke? Story two, a woman was hospitalized after authorities say she was stung by a scorpion at Boston's Logan Airport Sunday night.
What?
40-year-old was stung while retrieving her luggage in the baggage claim area. And her name has not been released, no word on her condition. In story three, the federal government is now begging people to eat massive harmful rodent species called the nutria.
Yeah.
The nutria is one of five edible creatures that conservationists are hoping hunters will help eradicate because they're basically eating everything else. Are the snakehead fish, the green iguana, and several species of invasive carp and feral hogs. Nothing like scrambled eggs and feral bacon first thing in the morning.
Oh, God.
All right. Is it story one? Social media, Trump social media guru Dan Scavino trolling liberals by sending them draft notices if they have a Ukraine flag in their Facebook profile. Story two, woman stung by a scorpion at Logan Airport in Boston. Or story three, federal government wants you to eat more rodents.
Oh, my God.
All right. Think about that sentence, Trisha. Eat more rodents.
It's like eat more chicken. Kristen.
Well, I assume scorpions don't originate in Boston, but since she was at the airport, and I guess it could have been a stowaway from somewhere else, that could be true. And, yeah, I mean, the federal government, I wouldn't do that, but there are some fish I know they're asking people to eat, so I could see the rest of that being true. I will say, number one, Dan Scavino is a master troller, but since he is an official government employee, I feel like he probably couldn't quite do that without getting into trouble. So
Kristen votes for number one. Bruce.
Yeah, I think, I wish number one were true. I suspect it's not. Number two, I think, is probably true because it's so bizarre. Number three, nutria is a staple of dinner in South America. They're like huge hedgehoggy kind of things, I hear.
You've never partaken, Isaac.
My daughter has, I believe, when she was in San Francisco, South America.
I've seen you with a nutria bar.
And it's a whole little different. Right. I don't think it was made of nutria.
You're voting for one?
I'm voting for one.
And Linda.
I'm going to go with you guys.
All right, Linda makes it unanimous today. Story one, Dan Scavino, social media guru, trolling the left, sending him draft notices with if they have a Ukraine flag in their Facebook profile. Yeah, that is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, Linda. You got a four-pack of tickets to the Maryland Home Garden and Craft Show.
I hope you feel better, honey. God.
All right, thanks, Linda. We'll put you in a hotel, tell you how to get your prize coming up in just a second. All right, more Jeffrey Sachs. And this whole thing with Ukraine has Obama's fingerprints all over. Listen carefully.
In 2010, Viktor Yanukovych was elected on the platform of neutrality. Russia had no territorial interests or designs in Ukraine at all. What Russia was negotiating was a 25-year lease for Sevastopol Naval Base. That's it. Not for Crimea, not for the Donbas, nothing. In 2014, the U.S. worked actively to overthrow Yanukovych. Everybody knows the phone call by my Columbia University colleague, Victoria Nuland, and the U.S. Ambassador Peter Piot. Listen to it. It's fascinating.
I don't think Cleat should go into the government. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's a good idea. I think Yats is the guy who's got the economic experience, the governing experience, and, you know, the EU.
No, exactly. And I think we've got to do something to make...
You don't get better evidence. Then came Minsk, and especially Minsk 2. It said there should be autonomy for the Russian-speaking regions in the east of Ukraine. It was supported unanimously by the UN Security Council. The United States and Ukraine decided it was not to be enforced. There were many thousands of deaths in the shelling by Ukraine in the Donbas. And one of the issues on the table in December 2021, January 2022, was does the United States claim the right to put missile systems in Ukraine? And Blinken told Lavrov in January 2022, the United States reserves the right to put missile systems wherever it wants.
Yeah. Doesn't justify it, but a little greater understanding of the dynamic.
Why, and why, obviously, he waited till Trump was out of office before he would invade Ukraine. He saw the encroachment. And don't forget, there was a color revolution that was committed in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Ukraine was the greatest money laundering country in the world. The Democrats used that. Biden used it. The Obamas used it. Victoria Nuland used it. Don't forget those bio labs that were being done there as well. So, look, I think Putin is a monster. He's a KGB guy. You can't trust him. But you can now get a better understanding of why he felt Russia was threatened by the actions of NATO and by Ukraine and the United States in all of this.
Yep.
And again, that never gets out there, folks. We got more coming up a little later on in the show. 751, don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day at WCBM.com and our Facebook page and also our Rumble page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, watching the events surrounding Jimmy Carter on the Capitol brings back a lot of memories for me. And whatever you think of Jimmy Carter, it really is a moment for the entire country. When we watch something like that, watch our military, watch the members of Congress all come together and so forth. It's a big deal.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next hour, Bob Cassidy joins us for a couple of segments, actually, talking about his county issues. I guess it's okay, according to the state, to have rapists in schools. We'll talk about that as well.
Yeah, there's a bill that's been introduced there to stop from convicted rapists from going back into a classroom. And once again, there are people that don't think that's a good idea, and we'll name some names.
Amazing. 7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the 3, sitting in for Chuck. It's Sean Casey.
All right, we got some slowing. This is at the inner loop of 695 exit 32 US 1. That's Blair Road, where things are slowing down there a little bit, as you might expect. On the west side of the outer loop of the Beltway, 695, all the way down from Greenspring, you get the Reisterstown Road down to Liberty Road, Route 70, the usual backups there. We got problems I-97 south, where volume is building. It's also very slow and steady. 295 west towards D.C. As well. So those are the big hot spots. And 95 is just really, from the Welcome Center all the way down, 95 south is heavy traffic, heavy volume. 895 not faring much better. 895 south is also very slow with heavy volume this morning as well. That's a look at traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Sean Casey in for Chuck Whitaker.
Today's high on 58 degrees. Rain begins tonight. Pretty heavy tomorrow, at times at least. Tomorrow's high around 62. Dry on Thursday, though, and a rather pleasant day ahead of us. Right now, Dundalk has 34 degrees, and Aberdeen has 33. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Ilhan Omar has decided to show off exactly how smart she is. And then this kind of thing never works out very well for folks like this. Here she is, deciding to characterize all of us in a rather negative fashion. What she has to say, by the way, is that we who happen to believe in smaller government, believe in the Trump agenda, that we are basically stupid, and that those who are leading us are even more stupid than they are. We have Ilhan Omar coming up in just a couple of seconds right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And coming up next hour, of course, in addition to everything else, I'm going to take a look at boys and girls sports, a national issue and also a state issue. And we'll sort through that as the morning goes along as well. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And here's Ilhan Omar.
You know, I hold a monthly town hall every month.
I hold a monthly town hall every month.
You have a firm grasp of the obvious.
But they are cowards, right? These people don't have a backbone. They're too scared to stand up to their master, the criminal that's in the White House.
Yes, master.
And they're definitely scared of the billionaire who bought himself a seat as the president's boss.
It's amazing. We don't have the spine to stand up. No, actually, we believe the same stuff. There's nothing to stand up against at this point. So, I mean, she assumes, think about the base assumption here. She assumes somehow that we were conned into thinking that we should vote for Donald Trump. We can't possibly believe what he believes. Thus, we don't have the spine to stand up and defend our real principles. I mean, it's just the most unusual view. The condescension from the Democrats never ceases to amaze me because it comes up in form after form after form. And then, since she's started on Elon Musk, why don't we let her finish up?
I know people talk about him as a genius, but to me, I think he's probably one of the dumbest, luckiest people to exist on this earth.
Yeah, by the way, don't forget she has a monthly town hall meeting that she has monthly.
She's dumb as a charcoal briquette.
Yeah, she is, unfortunately. Now, I promise you this last half hour, Whoopi Goldberg on The View yesterday. I don't know, maybe she caught the midnight flight back from the Oscars. You can characterize what you hear in her voice in any fashion you want to characterize it. I would suggest she gets herself to a meeting.
And leaders are rallying around Ukraine President Zelensky after that ridiculous meeting at the White House on Friday. And it's raising concerns about the future of U.S. support. I do stand with you.
Zelensky.
And here's the thing that everybody can do. If you support Ukraine, say it out loud.
She turns the audience. There's nothing. Not a soul.
Well, Sonny did.
Eventually, after 4 or 5 seconds, Sonny Hawkins said, oh, okay, I stand with Ukraine. And that was it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what... What caused that level of incoherence? But that was incoherent.
Yeah,
for the most part. Let's go to the phones. Bill on Owings Mills.
Morning, Bill.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you guys.
Yes, sir. It's Mardi Gras.
Just want to say that I was all in favor of what Trump told Zelensky, and I'm sorry that was his opponent. You know, just the way it went around, and he didn't. You have to, I like what you said, you have to have an agenda of what you want to do to achieve peace. And the United States did not intervene in Cyprus. So I think if we're going to be consistent, that's the way to do it. And, you know, we're always involved in other people's problems, and it's always cost us financially.
Well,
and,
because some of the times we're causing other people's problems.
True enough.
The CIA and the State Department, we ought to stay out of interfering in foreign elections.
Yep.
You know, let the people like we did.
Stay out of ours, too.
Let the people like we did. We had had enough, and the Declaration of Independence went out, and basically that was a declaration of war. People don't remember that, but that was a declaration of war because we had had enough. And when people finally will have enough, they will overthrow their government, but they don't need the CIA and the State Department to help them. Bill, thanks for the call. It's a great point that you make. All right, stick with us here at the top of the hour. Maryland bill to block rapists in schools. We'll also talk to Harford County Executive Bob Cassily here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
We will hear from President Trump tonight. He'll address the nation from Capitol Hill, speaking to a joint session of Congress. Just don't call it a State of the Union speech.
Not technically called the State of the Union. It looks just like a State of the Union address, which is a speech the U.S. Constitution says a president should give annually. And, like the State of the Union, Trump's remarks will take place in the U.S. House chamber, and they'll be carried live on TV. But Trump's speech is called a joint address to Congress. That's because the State of the Union is supposed to be a president's look back on the previous year in office. And Trump was just sworn in over a month ago.
Correspondent Meg Kennard says says the president's speech takes place tonight at 9 Eastern. One Republican lawmaker says he fully expects some kind of protest from Democrats coinciding with the president's address.
Quite honestly, it's embarrassing and disappointing.
Congressman Scott Perry says nobody likes to lose an election, but when Republicans do,
we try and figure out what we did wrong, how do we connect better.
On the other hand,
the Democrats don't do any of that stuff.
Instead, Perry says they tend to abandon civility just to try and make a point.
They turn their backs, they rip up the speech. It's always got to be some crazy stuff that looks insane.
Perry was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Perhaps the president will talk about tariffs tonight. As of today, Mr. Trump has slapped additional tariffs on Canada, China, and Mexico. 25% levies on goods from Canada and Mexico, an additional 10% on Chinese imports, China and Canada promising to respond in kind or otherwise. President Trump has hit the pause button on U.S. military aid to Ukraine. He says he's interested in one thing and one thing alone, ending the bloodshed in Ukraine. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 138 points, NASDAQ futures off 118. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Bye. Good morning. 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, usually with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck is under the weather. So, Sean, time to step up.
I can do my best Chuck Whitaker impression.
There you go.
Would someone please tune the cameras on the top side of 83 so that we can get a shot of what's
something
happening.
Going on in the plaza.
It is starting to build 83 south of Old Pimlico Road. That is starting to build a little more volume here this morning. It is a mess on 95 all the way down from the Welcome Center into, of course, the top side of the Beltway. And then it builds again on the west side from Greenspring all the way down to 70. The usual slow, heavy volume there on 695 on the outer loop. On the inner loop, we had some heavy volume right there at Belair Road. Starting to build a little bit there. 295 towards D.C. Is slow and steady. 97 south starting to build in volume as well. And we've had a little bit of a traffic incident here this morning. And that is at in the city. That's at Frank First Avenue and BHD Maintenance. Disabled car is in the roadway there. I don't have any lane data available, but be aware of that. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Big storm in the central part of the country, bringing some rain by tomorrow. Today, dry. It's warmer, 58. Showers and some storms tomorrow, 62 the high. It's cooler Thursday, partly cloudy and 50. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 33 degrees. Essex has 32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Middle River mom accused of murdering her daughter in January has been found incompetent to stand trial. 34-year-old Keona Dillon is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 11-year-old London Olson, who was found strangled to death in the family's home on Firethorn Road. A Harford County man has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for supplying the drugs linked to the 2023 overdose death of a friend. Kusan Hines of Heaven of Grace pled guilty last week to one count of second-degree depraved heart murder and one count of distribution of controlled dangerous substances. Hartford County State Attorney Allison Healy says Hines' sentence is one of the first in the state that a drug dealer has been sentenced for murder. The Bel Air man who shot and killed a transgender woman in 2023 has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. Brian Delon was acquitted, rather, of first and second degree murder and the death of Megan Lewis, but a jury convicted him of second degree assault and a weapons charge. Delon was delivering food when he shot Lewis after the two argued when he addressed her as sir. It's 8:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 124. Your pick 4, 3810. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Birds have the day off in Sarasota today, which will give them a chance to digest what happened yesterday, and that is the return of Felix Bautista to the mound. The 6'8" closer looked as good as he's ever looked, striking out two Red Sox in a 13-pitch, 3-up, 3-down fifth inning. Part of a 6-6 tie with the Red Sox, outfielder Tyler O'Neill, a former Red Sox, was interviewed on the Masson broadcast about Bautista.
Man, that was awesome. That was really awesome to see. You know, I've dealt with a little injury during my career. Nothing as crazy as that, thankfully. But, you know, the perseverance that it takes to get through a full year of rehab, you know, all kudos to him.
The Baltimore Sun reporting this morning that Maryland football could soon add another five-star prospect to its 2026 class. Georgetown prep star and Baltimore native Emmanuel Iannocho plans to visit both Maryland and Oregon this month. But the 6'7", 350-pound, that's right, 6'7", 350, offensive lineman telling On3.com that the Terps are currently his number one choice. If Maryland lands Iannocho, it would be the first time in program history Maryland lands the two five-star recruits in the same class. St. Francis defensive end Zion Ely committed back in December. Now all the Terps have to do is actually win some games. And finally, nepotism is alive and well in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, as Tar Heels head coach Bill Belichick announcing his coaching staff yesterday. And among the hirees, you may recognize some of these names. Well, there's his son, Steve, who will be the team's defensive coordinator. His other son, Brian, will be the defensive backs coach. Meanwhile, Matt Lombardi, the son of Tar Heels general manager Mike Lombardi, that's right, Tar Heels football has a general manager, is the quarterback's coach. It's all about who you know. Coming up at 8:35, remembering Cole Fieldhouse. And that is Stein on Sports.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM. In Hyford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at several issues. One, of course, being the Maryland Fairness in Girls Sports Act is in trouble. Hyford County Executive Bob Cassley will join us to talk about the shift of budget blame that Governor Moore is putting on county executives. Top story here, once again, if I think any logical, decent human being would not think it's a good idea for convicted rapists to be placed back in a classroom.
Yeah. Anybody with a brain? You mean?
Yeah. And look, I understand that even a person who has been convicted is entitled to an education. That being said, there should be alternatives. Our good buddy Chris Pabst over at Fox 45's Project Baltimore has been trying to track down this judge. He's either hiding under his desk or behind his black robes. This is Judge Charles Blomquist, who went against the advice from the state's attorney's office and ended probation for a juvenile sex offender who had pleaded to multiple sex offenses, including second-degree rape of a three-year-old. Remember we interviewed the moms?
Yep.
Here on the show? There were two children that were raped or sexually assaulted. Two. That decision by the judge removed the teen from the juvenile sex offender registry, allowing him to return to school in person, in a classroom, with other potential future victims. For the past year, the offender had been learning virtually. But we don't know why the judge made this decision, but he did. Chris Papps was trying to get a hold of him. He went to the Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center yesterday. It's a public building. They denied him access. They told him to go someplace else. They sent him on a scavenger hunt.
No.
And nobody was willing. And again, all these brave judges and these brave individuals, they make these decisions, and they're unwilling to defend them or to explain them. Just sad. But there is a bill. There was a hearing yesterday in the Senate here in Maryland. And this was a hearing on Senate Bill 588. And yesterday we had a delegate, Lauren Arakin, a Republican representing Harford County, was grilling Kelly Quinn from the Maryland Coalition to Reform School Discipline about this issue.
Do you guys think that a youth who's raped a three-year-old should be put back into public school?
This is really hard.
I know. It's hard for everybody, but it's really okay hard for you to say, I wouldn't want my daughter or my son to be in a classroom with someone who raped a baby.
What, it's hard?
That's hard.
I fail to see how that would be a hard decision for any breathing human being with a pulse to want to protect three-year-olds from sexual predators in the classroom. Yeah, I understand you want to educate those that have been convicted or on probation. I get that. But shouldn't the priority be here to protect the children in the classroom?
One would think.
All right, we got more coming up in just a second.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Quicker is out. Sean Casey sits in.
Indeed, it's been a slow morning on 95 all the way down from the Welcome Center. Things starting to ease up a little bit up around Route 24, exit 77 on 95. But then the back up, slow down again, Moravia Road, 895 South. Boston Street is of slow and heavy volume, as is BW Parkway towards D.C. Pretty steady volume as it continues to build as we hit the peak of morning rush hour. The good news is that 83 for the most part, 795, 97. As you get closer to on 97 South, closer to Annapolis, things start to back up a little bit. But other than that, those are your hot spots. Of course, on the outer loop of the Beltway, it's always a mess from Green Spring all the way down to Route 70, which right around Old Core Road is where it becomes a parking lot, at least momentarily. So that's where it's headed right now. And for Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic weather on the threes, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Today's high around 58 degrees. Rain begins this evening and through tomorrow. Tomorrow's high around 62. Thursday, though, is going to be a dry day. Ellicott City right now, 33 degrees. Aberdeen also 33 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And time now to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again it is time for us to head to the big top, head to the circus. Please, enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring, because we have one of the two candidates for the craziest loon in all of Congress. As she enters in the clown car from the far left, as the clown car makes a series of 10 turns, comes to a full stop, and yes, out steps as one of the two, either AOC or here she is, Jasmine Crockett.
Unfortunately, we have someone that is occupying the White House, and as far as I'm concerned, he is an enemy to the United States. He swore an oath just like the rest of us. But right now, when you are literally putting us at risk, all because of what? Because you want to convince your followers that you should be a dictator too, that you should never leave the White House because you don't believe that elections should take place. I don't really understand what is going on, and I don't know what it's going to take to get people to wake up.
Well, actually, a firm grasp on reality might be useful for starts, because I don't recall pretty much most of that stuff coming out of Donald Trump's mouth. I don't think he's ever said, I want to be a dictator. I don't think he's ever said there should be no more elections. To me, you're just as crazy as a bedbug, darling. So before it catches here, somebody else in the studio, please get back in the clown car and please leave. You're in the lead for the craziest loon in Congress. Good luck to you.
He did say, responding to a question that Sean Hannity posed to him, that he would be a dictator from day one.
Yeah, for day one.
For day one, meaning he was going to get all those executive orders back in that, yep, that Joe Biden overturned. It was sort of tongue-in-cheek. Anybody that watched the interview kind of knew that.
Yes.
If you had to have a brain. Now, here's the thing with Jasmine Crockett. She's not a dumb woman. She's been educated. She had a very good education. She went to private Catholic, very expensive private Catholic, yep, schools in Texas, and then went on to a private college, a private university as well. So, and graduated with a degree. So she's not a dummy. But what she's decided, I think this is even worse than being stupid. She has made a conscious, active decision to put her weight in with the progressive Marxist kooks that are running the party. She thinks that's her ticket, well, for the future, like AOC, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, and racist Rashida Tlaib. She's been awfully quiet of late.
Yeah.
Racist Rashida. So Jasmine Crockett, I think, is maybe she's auditioning for the squad.
I think she wants to supplant AOC as the radical voice on the left. In her mind, leads her to the presidency in 3.5 years.
Take a phone call here quickly from Howard in Hempstead.
Morning, Howard.
Hello, Howard.
Howard could not hang with us. Sorry, buddy.
Calls back, Howard. Delegate Mike Griffith, Harvard, and Cecil Counties. I'm sorry. He has introduced a bill, House Bill 952. And this is a bill that would change the way we treat sexual predators, rapists, assaults, etc., that have completed their probation or on probation and getting them into the classroom.
And adding this change, the safety of all students and children could be considered and kept at the forefront of all decisions.
Right. And that should be the forefront. Right now, the way the rule is written is that any juvenile on the juvenile sex offender registry are barred from in-person school learning. Can't go in the classroom. But when probation ends, the juvenile is removed from the registry, allowing them to return to in-person learning.
Okay.
And this judge, for some reason, Judge Blomquist, ended the registry for this individual. House Bill 952 mandates that juvenile sex offenders remain on the juvenile registry until probation is terminated or the juvenile turns 18 years old, whichever occurs later. Supporters, like Harford County State's Attorney Allison Healy, say this bill adds another level of protection to keep sex offenders out of schools.
Our children are our most vulnerable citizens, and they deserve the maximum protection.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
And that's maximum protection, but opponents to the bill, this is Kelly Quinn from the Coalition to Reform School Discipline. She said it's much better to rehabilitate these juvenile sex offenders while they're in the class and not at their homes.
All children deserve classrooms, not screens. We believe in facts over fear.
Wow. Yeah. Facts over fear. Tell that to the young ladies who are at risk because these creeps are sitting behind them in class.
Yeah. Well, here's another fact. The recidivism rate for sexual predators and the pedophiles and rapists is like 90%.
Yeah. Yep.
90% of the time, they're going to do it again. It's just a matter of when. Not if, but when. So those are the facts. And you should be in fear of those facts because they're god-awful. They're horrific. And, again, they largely prey on young women, sometimes young boys. But this is unconscionable, and to think, you know, thank God we just got the condoms for kiddies bill, killed in the Maryland, mm-hmm,
yep,
House and Senate. And next up, we need to get this one passed.
Yeah.
House Bill 952. Call your delegate and urge them to pass House Bill 952. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Coming up next, should Maryland adopt the Virginia model when it comes to cooperating with ICE? You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Note from National Review. So far, by the way, this is of a couple of days ago. This is the 28th of February. The Trump administration has already removed over 50,000 illegal immigrants since Donald Trump's term began. Now, that rate, you have to increase that rate in order to get anywhere near the total numbers they'd like to have go home. But it's not a bad start in the first, less than 2 months, 6 weeks, to have 50,000 illegal aliens removed since Donald Trump's term began. And I know that Tom Homan and Kristi Noem and the rest of the folks involved in that particular sphere are working hard at making sure that there are more and more deportees who are caught and removed. Now, Sean, one of the things that's odd, we're still looking for audio to back this up, some, quote, journalist, really an activist down in D.C., in north of Virginia, decided it'd be a great idea to let all the illegals down there know when ICE was coming.
This was a Vanity Fair journalist, wasn't it? That was identified by Fox News.
Yeah.
Sign. And the guy apparently is doubling down on alerting ICE. So until, you know, Pam Bondi gets her act together, and then she's got a lot on her plate, I get that, over at the Justice Department, and she's got to look at these things, and if you're aiding and abetting, see, look how Trump has basically almost stopped the border crossings to a trickle.
Oh, it's amazing.
By doing what? By enforcing
the law.
And Attorney General Bondi, you need to do the same thing. Enforce the law. If someone is aiding and abetting illegal aliens to break our immigration laws, they need to be prosecuted as well.
Yeah, pretty straightforward. 8:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, who is a bit under the weather. Once again, it's Sean Casey.
All right, so we got a utility issue in Baltimore County. This is Maryland 588 East, right east of Cocoa Road. Not quite sure what the problem is there, but be aware there might be. It could be a stoplight could be out, or maybe they're working on the utility. Not quite sure what's going on there, but be aware of that. In the city, Frank First Avenue at BHT Maintenance, there's a disabled car in the roadway there. Your northbound lanes are impacted at that scene of the accident. Everywhere else, it's typical morning rush hour traffic on 95 north, I'm sorry, south, coming down all the way from the Welcome Center, Mountain Road, Moravia Road is where it really starts to back up. We're having additional slow and heavy traffic, 895 south, right there at Boston Street, 295 west, that's the parkway towards D.C. It's slow, steady, but heavy volume, 97 south, right around Route 32 as you head closer to Annapolis. Traffic starts to build there. The good news is 83 seems to be okay right now, 795, Route 70, not having any major issues here this morning, but it's usual, you know, hot spots like on the outer loop of 695 all the way Green Spring down to 70. And right as you get around Old Court Road, it just for some whatever reason, because you have that lane that the right hand lane ends, and then you got to go from four lanes to three lanes, and that's where it backs up. And it's doing it again this morning. And of course, Oh, we need the key bridge. That's what we need.
Soon.
For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's high around 58 degrees. Pretty pleasant day today. Rain will start sometime this evening and go through tomorrow. Tomorrow's high around 62. Then Thursday will be a dry day. Right now, Bel Air has 31 degrees. And Dundalk has 34 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 826.
By the way, I don't know if you saw it over the weekend. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin. He issued an executive order pledging, quote, full cooperation with federal immigration efforts. Youngkin said that dangerous criminal illegal immigrants should not be let back into our communities to assault, rape, and murder. He is now demanding local detention centers report detainees to ICE. He's instructing local law enforcement to comply with ICE's 287G program, which gives state police the authority to arrest illegals with ICE oversight. Meanwhile, back here in the criminals-run free state, only Cecil, Frederick, and Harford counties participate in 287G, and there's a bill in Annapolis to stop that. Maryland's ICE Director Matt Allison claims in places like these sanctuary jurisdictions, they're not allowed any cooperation with ICE whatsoever.
Their law enforcement officers are not allowed to speak to us at all. It doesn't matter what the case is. There's no exemption for, you know, pedophiles or rapists or murderers. It's a zero tolerance policy for working with us.
Now, according to the Center for Immigration Studies, these 10 locations across the state have some form of sanctuary policy in place. The city, Baltimore County, Charles County, Howard County, Hyattsville, home of my DeMathis, say it ain't so, Montgomery County, Prince George's County, Queen Anne's County, Rockville, and St. Mary's County. So it would be very easy for Governor Moore, if he wants to be a law and order governor, if he doesn't want illegal aliens running around all over the state, you know, raping and murdering people like Kayla Hamilton, again, or Rachel Morin, or others. The line is, there are a lot of more names, folks. Those are the ones that got the most publicity. 76% of Marylanders, Governor, support cooperating with ICE, with arresting those who have committed crimes. Now, ICE is not committing raids on churches and schools and hospitals, but they have you think like they were. They're after horrific criminals. And every once in a while, people who protect them, who aid to abet them, they get caught up in the dragnet.
Yeah, they do. Well, if you're sitting there in a room and there's an illegal alien who has committed a crime and next to him is his cousin who has not, and ICE walks in to get the bad guy, well, they are required by law to get the other illegal alien as well. So that's part of what's happening.
Yeah. So Governor Moore, you were, you know, again, in the military. You swore an oath to protect the Constitution. That means to enforce the laws. Stephen Reisterstown. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, hey. Stephen.
Let me just tell you a fact. If any liberal followed the Constitution, there would be no liberals.
True.
So listen, Elon Musk dealerships being attacked. Well, when he starts closing the dealerships and those people lose their jobs, WTF? No sympathy. No sympathy for liberals.
Where are all the liberals driving Teslas go to have them serviced if the dealerships go bye-bye?
Yeah.
Well, how about also that when the oil refinery, when the pipelines got shut down, where were the liberals? Where were they?
Yeah. Oh, no, I tell you where they were. Joe Biden said, learn to code.
Right.
He told all of the pipeline workers, basically, if you can work on a pipeline, you can be a computer coder. So learn to code.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm scared of the cancel culture, guys, because even you and I can get canceled with the way it's going. Thanks.
All right. We're going to fight it tooth and nail, that's for sure. By the way, you know that Sheryl Crow had a Tesla.
Yes.
And she had already paid $100,000 for a Tesla.
Yes.
And in a sign, she was donating it, I guess, to NPR.
To NPR.
And guess who's now done that as well?
Who?
Elvira.
No kidding.
Actress Cassandra Peterson, a.k.a. Elvira, did the same thing. She donated her already purchased Tesla. Tesla made money, and she's donating it to NPR for some strange reason. Maybe because they're about to get the plug pulled on them.
I think it's a great idea. I think that that's exactly how NPR should be funded. Senator John Kennedy actually introduced additional legislation to defund Corporation for Public Broadcasting and NPR.
Coming up next, Harford County Executive Bob Castley joins us. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The Bel Air man who shot and killed a transgender woman in 2023 has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. Brian Dillon was acquitted of first and second degree murder and the death of Megan Lewis, but a jury convicted him of second degree assault and a weapons charge. Dillon was delivering food when he shot Lewis after the two argued when he addressed her as sir. There is no possibility of parole for the first 5 years of Dillon's sentence, and he will be on supervised probation 5 years after he is released from prison. Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General is dropping a lawsuit against groups like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Lawsuit was filed in 2021 and sought millions of dollars in damages for the Jan 6 riot in the Capitol. The Attorney General's office now says the city is unlikely to recover much money, and the resources dedicated to the lawsuit can be better used elsewhere. Senator Chris Van Hollen is reacting to President Trump's order to temporarily put a pause on U.S. military aid to Ukraine. The Democrat lawmaker says Vladimir Putin has a huge arsenal and is bombing innocent families in Ukraine, and Donald Trump is cutting off what he characterizes as vital military assistance to Ukraine. Van Hollen also says, and this is a quote, that, quote, Putin's biggest booster is sitting in the Oval Office. What a disgrace, end quote. Kelly Hayes has been appointed the U.S. Attorney General for Maryland on an interim basis. Hayes will replace former U.S. Attorney Eric Barron, who resigned in February. Not clear if President Trump will nominate her to serve in the role on a permanent basis. Hayes has been an assistant U.S. Attorney for Maryland since 2013. In a statement, Hayes says she is beyond honored to lead the office to serve and protect the people of Maryland and the U.S. It's 8:32. Next, WCBN traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Pick three lottery, 1, 2, 4. Your pick 4, 3, 8, 1, 0. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes. For Chuck Whitaker, it's Sean Casey.
All right, it's been a busy morning on 95, coming all the way down from the Welcome Center to obviously Mountain Road in Harford County down through Moravia Road. So it's been pretty slow and pretty heavy all morning long on 95. 895 South also having some heavy volume and slowing traffic right there at Boston Street all the way through. And, of course, 695 in the Outer Loop, the usual slow spots all the way down Green Spring to Route 70 West to that exit there. 295 towards the Parkway towards D.C. is slow and heavy, as is 97 South as you get below 32 into closer to Annapolis. The good news is that 795, 83, for the most part, doing pretty good here this morning. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. That's traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Big storm in the central part of the country, bringing some rain by tomorrow. Today, dry. It's warmer, 58. Showers and some storms tomorrow, 62 the high. It's cooler Thursday, partly cloudy and 50. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. A lot of news coming out of that Orioles 6-6 tie with the Red Sox yesterday. Among them, closer Felix Bautista made his spring debut somewhat earlier than most observers would think, and it was smooth. A 1-2-3 fifth, two strikeouts for Bautista. Charlie Morton threw a couple of scoreless, so did Tomo Sugano, and Adley Rutschman provided some pop from the left side of the plate.
And as great as he's been through his career, as he tomahawks one to right field, and it is gone for Adley Rutschman. He got on top of it, and that is the man that the Orioles fans want to see.
Indeed it is. Call courtesy of ESPN also have noticed Rutschman behind the plate for Sugano for the first time. Off the field, terms weren't disclosed yesterday, but the Masson rights fee dispute between the Orioles and the Nats has finally been resolved. Both teams will still air on Masson this season. The Nats will be free to pursue their own deal beginning in 2026. Monumental Sports, owned by Ten Leonsis, is considered a likely landing spot. Ravens news, ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reporting that the Ravens and left tackle Ronnie Stanley may agree to terms on an extension in the coming days, projecting that deal to land somewhere between $21 and $23 million per year. Here's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta on the situation.
So that's great. He and I have a good friendship. We've known each other for a long time. He's got a great agent in Kim Miale. You know, never want to say 100%, but I feel good that we'll have a good, healthy debate.
If the Ravens aren't able to get it done, speculation is that the Patriots, who are $127 million under the cap, will make a significant play for the left tackle. Boxing world still buzzing about the drama on Saturday night. WBA lightweight champ and Baltimore's own Gervonta Tank Davis taking a knee in the ninth round of his title bout with Lamont Roach. Referee Steve Willis correctly stepped in, started the count, but stopped. Rule says that it should have been considered a knockdown. Davis explains after the fight why he took the knee.
I didn't want to get caught while my eyes was burning. And you know, like, you can get knocked out like that.
And for his part, Roach says that the rules are the rules.
Honestly, I thought I should have won without that being counted a knockdown. Look, I ain't the ref. I ain't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he had to wipe sweat out his eye, he had to wipe sweat out his eye. But the rules do state, if he voluntarily is taking me, then that's an automatic eight count.
Fight resulted in a draw. Davis keeps his title. The New York State Athletic Commission said it is reviewing the matter. And finally, high school basketball. The Baltimore Catholic League final. Mount Carmel caps an historic season. Its first Baltimore Catholic League tournament title, 53-38 over Pat Clatchy's Mount St. Joe Gales. The Cougars finished 34-4 and are the number one team in the area. The time now is 8:37. When we return, 23 years ago yesterday, we remember Coalfield House.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Real quick, because I know you guys have a guest. 23 years ago yesterday, March 3rd, 2002, Cole Fieldhouse closed. Its last basketball game was a win over the University of Virginia. A couple things about Cole Fieldhouse, and Bruce, you're 100% right. It was a very uncomfortable place to watch a game.
It's a horrible place to watch a game.
However, two of the most iconic basketball games were played in that arena, and that was the 1966 NCAA championship between Kentucky and Texas Western, the first time a college team fielded five black players that started the game, and then the game that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was then Lew Alcindor, Power Memorial in Dematha, one of the greatest high school basketball games ever played.
I was not at that one. That was a 46-43 win for Dematha,
correct.
But I was at many city title games at Cole Fieldhouse where Dematha was a participant. It was just a great basketball venue.
It absolutely was.
Yeah. Right, very good. Thanks, Gary.
I want to make the seats big enough for human beings.
Right. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're talking about Kevin Moore and the $3 billion structural budget deficit, which could grow to $6 billion in the out years of this budget. And one of the things he's doing is he's shifting $144 million, and he's placing it on the backs of the counties. And I thought, let's reach out to a county executive and see how it's going to impact their county. Joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline, Harford County Executive Bob Castley, who used to be in the Maryland Senate. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Sean Bruce. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk with you again. So, you know, they're saying, I guess for your county, it's about 5 or 6 million. I'm not sure what the exact figure is, but what kind of budgetary issues would it cause you as a county executive?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I just start off by saying that, you know, we saw the deficits when I came into office 2 years ago. And we started cutting back and doing everything we could. We did not want to do tax increases or layoffs. So we started addressing it 2 years ago, and it was kind of statewide with all the blowback that I was getting. A lot of criticism and pressure, and I was pretty much a heartless guy. So we worked hard, and now I'm glad to see the state, you know, welcome to the fight here. A bit late here, I think, for Maryland's purposes. But what they're looking for as it impacts Harford County, they're proposing that, along with their massive tax increases statewide, and then shifting more and more responsibility onto the counties, that for my county directly, that's a $12 million. So, and usually this time of the year, we might be down in Annapolis saying, hey, can you give me $1 million for a new recreation center or some more highway user revenue? This year we've been down there saying, please leave us alone. Don't touch the county. Quit robbing from us. So they've hit us now. We're about $12 million in the hole since this session started between what the governor's proposed and what the Department of Legislative Services proposed. And just to put that in perspective, $12 million is the entire operating budget for 1 year for my Parks and Rec department. So that's the Parks and Rec centers, all the fields, the programs, which is a major part of our government. So that's a pretty substantial whack when you're looking at that. That's a big challenge.
Bob, follow me along here on this. What is the piggyback rate in your county?
What is our piggyback rate? Oh, right off my top of my head, we're one of the lower two.
Okay, one of the lower tier. All right. So that being the case, you know the taxes are going to go up. You're going to get a bit more because your piggyback will go up a bit. Does that come anywhere near covering the expenses that they're loading onto you?
Yeah, no. I mean, look, our tax rates, our property tax rates go up every year because the assessments go up. You know, Harford County assessments went up 20% this past year. Of course, there's the, you know, it only goes up by 5 each year, but it's limited by law, but what we've gained when I picked up another $3 million just in electric costs because of our brilliant green energy strategy. So we have $3 million more just in energy costs alone, and then we've got another addition with medical expenses going up countywide, and then we've got the additional cost of still rolling out meeting the cost of these police cameras, which while the buying the cameras is the easy part. It's putting new staff in the sheriff's and state's attorney's offices to review and disclose these things. All these things are adding on more and more and more. And I just spent $1.1 million to throw new infrastructure into our high schools to combat crime, because thanks to the new juvenile laws that let the robbing door on juvenile crime, we've now seen two murders related to one in our schools and one with a student who was a student at the time in our schools. So now we've had to add in all kind of hardware that we normally would not have thought about putting in our public schools. So the cost of just operating local government just keeps going up by millions and millions and millions. And now they're turning here and saying, well, here, we need to burden you with another $12 million. I tell you what's really insulting. While we've been holding the line on adding any new employees and reducing, retirement incentives to shed some folks to allow us to save money, the governor has added 5,000 new employees to the state roles. 5,000 while the counties and probably most others like myself have been cutting back, and now we're being forced, you know, in reducing spending. You know, I'm seeing counties across the state are cutting teaching positions. So the state's talking a pretty line on education, but they've been busy moving teachers' positions from the classrooms into the state bureaucracy.
Bob, hang on a couple of seconds. We have some business to take care of. Bob Cassidy is with us for another segment. Telephone number here, 410-WCBM-680. It's 8:43 at traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker has the morning off. He's a bit under the weather. Sitting in, Sean Casey.
All right, we have some debris in the roadway, and this is on the Bay Bridge in Anne Arundel County, U.S. 50 East. That's at the mile marker 32 in lanes 4 and 5. So be aware of that, because there's people now moving out of that that debris. It's going to take a while for it to clear that. But right now, that's lanes 4 and 5 eastbound on U.S. 50. Baltimore County, Maryland 588 east of Cocoa Road. There's a utility problem there. We've had heavy traffic all morning long from the Welcome Center up 95 all the way down through Harford County, Mount Road, exit 77 through Moravia Road down near the city, and 895 south. Also very heavy this morning, as is 97 south towards Annapolis, low south of the 32. And BW Parkway is slow and heavy heading towards D.C. this morning, and the usual slow spots on the outer loop west side of 695. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's high around 58 degrees. Rain begins this evening. A little bit tonight, but a whole lot tomorrow. Tomorrow's high around 62. Dry on Thursday. Right now, Ellicott City 33 and Aberdeen also 33. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're talking with Harford County Executive Bob Cassily on our Newsmaker Hotline. So when the governor says, you know, 12 million, Bob, does that mean you have to cut services, or do you have to increase revenue, or is it a mixture of both? How do you work that?
Sure, it's a mixture of both. We absolutely have to reduce what we're doing. There's no way that we can increase revenue to that extent. But where you'll end up, we'll be paving a lot less roadway than we would normally pave. We'll provide fewer services. Just, you know, you try to cut a little bit across the county everywhere, so you're stuck with basically degrading the quality of what the county is able to do.
And so you have to put a hiring freeze in effect?
Well, we've had what amounts to a de facto hiring freeze since I came in. We carefully review everybody. It's been largely replacing folks as they retire. I'm not going to raise taxes. I've been firm on that. This is just our taxpayer. You know, these are the same taxpayers. It's fun for a politician to move it from the state to the county and play that little game of a ping pong game, but in the end, it's the same taxpayers. So the people paying the bill are feeling it, and they're not part of this little game. If the state went down, oh, but the counties went up. This is nonsense. We're all the same taxpayers, and you can't fool the taxpayers by pretending that we cut it. And you're like, well, you just move it to the other hand. That's not cutting anything. And I think that the people have had enough of this kind of nonsense, and I'm hoping that we'll see a little bit more intestinal fortitude out of Annapolis to say let's do the right things here, folks. Let's not pretend. And there's an adage in the law that justice delayed is justice denied. Well, that applies in legislative terms as well. That you're delaying these decisions is really just doing everyone a disservice. And I think it's time that these folks buckle down. I was listening to reports this morning about the, you know, don't Maryland my Virginia. That's sad to hear that, but, you know, increasingly it's becoming true. And I understand exactly what they're saying down there, that, you know, the big taxes, anti-business climate, when I served in the General Assembly, they had all these great initiatives like a police reform. How'd that turn out for us? It was, you know, disastrous in the end. Juvenile justice reform. Juvenile crime is up ridiculously across the state. And now we did education reform, and that's going nowhere for us, and it's going to lead us down a long, dark path. Even my own superintendent refers to the blueprint for education as the blueprint for increased class sizes, because that's what it is. And as parents across the state are going to start to realize over the coming years that what they really did was grow your class sizes. It's a big payout to the teachers union, who, as you know, is the main force in the General Assembly. So it was a big payout to them. And a disservice to the kids and the parents and everybody else involved in education.
Well,
I
thought that you'd have figured out by now that if you call something reform, it's automatically good. It doesn't matter whether or not it's effective. If you want to reach people with something that's truly bizarre, you call it a common sense reform. That's even better.
Yeah.
If you have a common sense reform, nobody can argue with that.
Well, Bob, when you left, it was pretty crazy. But it's even crazier now. I mean, they had a bill in the General Assembly to put condoms in vending machines for nursery schools.
Yeah, I go down there periodically, and I'll be telling you, it's not just the Republicans who think things have gotten crazy, because I don't know, Democrats who tell me the same thing. Like, this is terrible. It's just the attitude, the inability. Something's got to change down there. I don't understand the willingness for people to do things that are so contrary to common sense and for the goodwill of our state. But they're my God, they're bound and determined to do it. And I just marvel at that how can you get away with that? The old adage, you can't fool all the people all the time. Well, don't tell the Democrats in Annapolis that, because they're betting on it. They're going all in on fooling all the people all the time.
Harford County Executive Bob Casley. Bob, thanks for joining us again.
I appreciate it. Always a pleasure. Take care.
Have a great day. 8:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, Israel is completely cutting off Hamas in Gaza. I think Bibi is done with this nonsense. Plus, Pete Hegseth tells all civilian employees in the military, tell me five things you did last week at work, or you fired.
I quit.
You can't quit.
And why not?
Or you fired.
You can't fire him.
Why not?
He quit.
Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, this is just great news. Looking forward to 2028, by the way. I have no idea who the GOP candidate will be. But this is just amazingly wonderful news from the political left. Tim Walz, the vice presidential candidate with Kamala Harris, he has now announced that he might run for president in 2028. God bless you, man. That's just a wonderful thing. Please do, because your wit and your wisdom has been missed so much. And your wife saying, turn the page, that stuff all together. I don't know how we're going to get through the next couple of years without that. I will somehow try, Sean, but it's going to be tough for all of us. And to not have Tim Walz there every single day, reminding us somehow that we are not sufficient for his purposes and trying to make us better people because of it. And I really appreciate that.
Wonder who the Democrats are going to have.
Wow. Well, I think, you know, I don't think Kamala's going to run again.
Newsom is now ordering California workers back to work. He's taking a page out of the Doge out of the Trump book. Yeah. California state workers must go back to work. So he's now trying to look, and this is what the Democrats do. They'll take some of the things they like what Trump does. They'll try to copy them and pass them off as their own ideas. And then I think the attempt here is to marginalize the progressive kooks like Crockett and Omar and AOC and put them out on a limb and then just cut it off.
Yeah, I think there will be a progressive candidate on the Democrat side, at least in the primaries. It may be AOC. And I think Jasmine Crockett is lobbying for that position. I think one of the two of them may end up as the progressive wing candidate. Bernie Sanders is brighter than both of them put together, but he's a bit old for the candidacy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. We missed Chuck Whitaker, but boy, sure I'm glad, Sean, that you're here.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate that. Now we have some slowing on the inner loop, 695 right there at exit 20, right outside our doors here at Reisterstown Road. The inner loop is stop and go all the way up to the JFX, and it's a little slow on the west side as well as you approach going all the way down to Old Court, down to Route 70. 95 South has been a nightmare this morning, as is 895 towards the tunnel, and that is also slowing here. We do have one traffic incident to report on the Bay Bridge or some debris in the roadway that has now just cleared. So good news there. That now on lanes 4 and 5, 50 east across the Bay Bridge has now been cleared, and that's a clear sail. And we do have still ongoing utility issue at Maryland 588 east of Cocoa Road in Baltimore County. For Chuck Whitaker, I'm Sean Casey. Traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's high around 58 degrees. Rain should start sometime this evening. A bulk of the rain, though, is going to happen tomorrow. A wet day tomorrow, but a 62-degree high. Thursday should be a dry day. Right now, Hunt Valley has 34 degrees. Middle River has 32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And coming up right after the 9 o'clock news, Kim Klasick live. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. You're working hard in here.
We are.
Traffic, weather, news.
We got it all.
Opinion.
Uh-huh.
Good grief. I don't have to do this, do I?
And staff, and staff massages. We stop just, those, though, just before you
just
here.
Never yes. come to the mornings and you'll be fine.
Okay, great, great. We have a great show planned today. I do want to start the show actually talking about the increased violence in Baltimore County, especially in my neck of the woods. Believe it or not, we had a drive-by shooting in Hawthorne. And these are things that don't make the news, okay? Luckily, we have a police scanner. We've got Pat and Val McDonough on top of it. But there was also a shooting right by Wilson Point, like at the boat ramp. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there was some transaction that went down, and they're still looking for two masked shooters. I mean, this is getting
at the
out
boat
of
ramp.
Control.
There's also
at
a
boat ramp.
Those yachts are dangerous.
Yeah, they are.
There was
they
also
are.
A shooting in Newtown at
oh,
the Newtown
right.
Shopping
Owings
Center
Mills.
In
yes.
Owings Mills. Yep.
Yeah, this is crazy.
That didn't make big news either.
No.
I just happened to see it on the local scanner this morning.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's crazy. This is, you know, the spillover effect and the juvenile, by not holding these juveniles accountable, they
yeah.
know it's ollie income free.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They're doing whatever they want. So we're going to talk about that. Also in Middle River, the mother that was suspected and accused of killing her 11-year-old daughter. I don't know if you saw it, but
yes.
she's
yeah.
now not competent yeah. to stand trial, which is absolutely ridiculous, but I'm going to get into the details of that story. Also, at 11 o'clock, I got Shermichael Singleton joining me. He's one of the Republicans on CNN, along with Scott Jennings, and they're the only ones, I think, that are holding it down right now with common sense.
Yeah.
So he's going to join me around 11 o'clock, and we're going to talk about what we expect President Trump to address to Congress tonight. I don't know about you guys, but I think he's definitely going to talk about the border and how he's pretty much closed the dang
yep.
thing.
Yep.
And I hope that they all stand up and applaud. We'll see who sits in their seats.
Well, the Democrats
we know the Democrats.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is ridiculous.
You'll have half the House and half the Senate standing
yeah.
up.
How about you want to get your reaction to yeah. Senator also, Brooks, voting with the Democrats to filibuster and block the ban on the biological males in women's sports?
Yeah. Yeah. She's, you know what? She's exactly what I thought she would be. This is what I expected. Remember when she was debating Governor Larry Hogan and she that said she wanted to pack the court and all these other things?
Right.
I thought she's getting all of these talking points from the DNC, and she has her marching orders, because that's not even something we were talking about here in the state of Maryland. And so she kind of just threw that out there, knowing that at that point she was already up about, 9 points
right. yeah.
over Hogan? She didn't even need to say it. So I was like, you know what? She's already got her marching orders, and this is where she is. But I do not like the fact that we're shaming some individuals on the Democrat side that I think that we can get them to change their vote, like Senator John Fetterman. I know there are a lot of people saying we should shame them, you know, yeah, which is, of course, you should. But at the same time, I think we could probably flip some of those individuals.
Okay, yeah. Here's a question for you, because you're a mom.
Yeah.
All right. And you have a daughter who should probably have your athletic skills.
And sure.
I'm doing my best here. And with that, though, she's going to be in a school where she's going to go to the locker room and she's going to change with the other girls.
Yeah.
And right now you have the Democrats in this state and nationally saying, yeah, but, you know, we think having a boy in there, that's just fine.
No, that would never fly with me. Look, there's a lot of moms like myself that would stand up, and I think that's how we got Moms for Liberty, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just like you just can. I know right now that they're pushing this agenda, but I think there's going to be more people that are going to feel more comfortable coming forward now that you've got President Trump in the White House. I do think that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there'll be more pressure brought to bear, and this is the first attempt. We'll see what happens with the Fairness in Girls Sports Act here in Maryland, which is in trouble right now. So, again, but if that's what the Democrats want to hang their hat on, for 26
they're
for the
taking
midterms.
The 10% on that one. We'll take the 90%.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking to Senator Carl Jackson yesterday, he said that there are some colleagues on the left that are not cool with this stuff.
Yeah. No,
so,
I believe it. But
yeah.
they just have to step up and be heard, be counted.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure you make your vote count.
All right. Very good. Kim is up next.
Thanks.
Right after the 9 o'clock news.
Olivia singing on Facebook. Killer.
Oh, it's the singing on. Thank you. Her little dance.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She was inspired by Lion King.
Yes, I know. She was great. My wife pointed it out to me. She saw it was a mini-me. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Very quickly, we have this. Elon Musk and Bernie Sanders have a little disagreement on something.
Social Security is the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time. Basically, people are living way longer than expected. And there are fewer babies being born. So you have more people who are retired and get that live for a long time and get retirement payments. So the future obligation. So however bad the financial situation is right now for the federal government, it'll be much worse in the future.
Yeah. Now, here's the fact. When Social Security was first introduced, way back when, the average expectancy for life expectancy for a man was 64. They had Social Security kicking in at age 65. That's reversed now. It's unsustainable completely.
Yes, indeed it is.
This is the right choice for Maryland.